serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Kirschbacher Monument is available.
Creek that runs through town. And this creek will put a smile on your face.
Boy, and the returns are coming in. Using a political term there. Returns are coming in. The crowd has figured us out.
Heritage Creek Dental is our first stop. If you haven't been there yet, you need to get there to get your sticker on. And
you haven't got your map,
it's never too late to join.
It is.
Well,
Johnny's not going to be there all night with the maps.
That's right.
So you better get to the station quickly. You don't have to.
7:30-ish. John will be heading out.
Yeah.
But just stop by and see Johnny on the north side of the Albia Square. And pick up your treasure map. I've got a bunch of people out.
Head over to Heritage Creek if you get your treasure map just now. Get your sticker there. Second clue coming up here in a second.
Carter Folkerts, his birthday bash clan is checking in. Jody, Terry, Kylie, and Emily checking in. And we want to see and hear from you. 641-799-1437, your Southern Iowa Technology text line. And now let's head to our stop number two, Dan. And
this one, if you're hungry.
Yes, drive in, carry out. This is you got to head south for. I think our listeners are pretty darn smart.
Yeah.
I'm a little hungry right now.
Yes, I am.
What they have to offer is thick, so you may want to head south if you're looking for the second stop on our Friday Night Lights Scoop and Loop treasure hunt.
Again, not a race. Stay safe, people.
Again, we've been to Heritage Creek Dental and are on our way to stop number two. Head south. Drive through. Walk in. You'll never walk away with a grin. And let's go over across the way. A couple of guys with a big smile on their face. Three guys over there. Big C, Cousin Eddie, and Big T. Guys, let's get your In the Trench report brought to you by Summers Car Credit, Oskaloosa. Jimmy just texted in and gave me a picture of him and Johnny on that north side of the Albia Square. And he says, Johnny will not give up the mic. But Big T, Big T Otto, Christian, and Cousin Eddie over there at Big T, what's the keys tonight in the trenches?
Well, you know, it's just like any other game, man. You got to control the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. I mean, offensively, we got to get into them. We got to push them around, you know, for our backs to get through there. You know, defensively, we need to put pressure on the quarterback and stop. You know, they got a pretty decent running game with a couple guys. You know, we just got to stop that run.
I tell you what a great night for football, though. There's like a little fog on the field. I wish I was playing out here.
Tharp. You guys going to get the coin toss?
We're coming in on that Tharp wireless 1 and 2 mics.
Look
Tharp
at Christian go. Christian crosses the 30, 43.
Go to the 40, 45. Trying to catch up with the officials of the 50.
Christian, or Dan's got his sundial on. Time of Christian out there. We'll get the coin toss as Christian runs out there real quick.
Man. Excellent job. Good radio.
They deferred.
Oh, my goodness. We should defer. As the we're on our treasure hunt. Friday Night Lights, Scoop in the Loop treasure hunt. Albia will defer. That means they're going to kick here to begin with. We've been to our first stop, Heritage Creek Dental. And, Dan, how about the prize they've got in there in the large gift basket?
Oh, yes.
A sonic toothbrush.
That's $160 value.
Wow, buddy.
That's going to be in the grand prize drawing again tomorrow. So this is why you want – again, this is just the start. We've got plenty of items. And even people that aren't on the stop tonight have donated items. And so it's quite a deal. You want to get yourselves in and get your chance to win this big gift basket tomorrow morning.
We're on our second stop. You want to head south from the Albia Square. And here, they're gonna fill you up. Drive in, carry out, eat in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pretty easy thing. Let's real quickly get down and talk to Big T, who's down on the turf. And get our field condition report brought to you by the Albia Golf and Country Club. Their 2015 membership drive starts real soon. Get the early call in to 932-8057 with all the details. Big T, what's the field condition report for tonight?
I'll tell you what. Okay. Are you there? Okay. Ed and I were just talking about that. If you can't get jacked up to play tonight. I mean, it's like 64 degrees, absolutely no wind. I mean, it's an awesome night for football.
Well, the Blue Demons will kick off first, and the Indians will get the ball first. Dan, let's get your Dewey Motor Company keys to the football game. Let Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership, find their car just for you, or that SUV or new truck for the farm. They'll find that right vehicle, and then they'll take great care of it through the service department. What's the keys tonight's football game?
Tonight, it's focus and no penalties. You know, they've got to be focusing on what's at stake here and reduce the penalties that we've seen the last three, 4 weeks.
Ah, your People State Bank kickoff. Ready, set, go. Their new mobile app. And we are underway here. They return all the way out to the 33-yard line where the Indians will take over first and 10. And let's get you your second stop on the treasure hunt. That stop is none other than Hardee's. And boy, Dan, they're thick burgers.
Mile-high bacon thick burger or something.
Always got a new you had to always drive by looking for that new sandwich, and their curly fries are not to be beaten. And that is Hardee's, our second stop, and we'll get that third hint here in just a moment. The Indians with the football just underway here. Quarterback's going to keep it over the right side, and he'll slip through a couple of defenders and be brought down at the 35-yard line. A gain of about 2 yards there. Gordon with the senior on the carry, Leshen on the stop for Albion.
You bet. And Jason, let's keep this thing rolling here. Let's get our next clue. You don't want to?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this one's a fun one for me.
Well, this place does not sell pies. That's all I'm going to say here. If you were a listener last week, you would know. But this place does not sell pies, but they will make your holidays bright and shiny. Here's a pass downfield and nearly complete. The receiver slid, and that one falls incomplete. The third down here now for the Indians after the incompletion. Third down and 8. Nice pattern there, Big T, Ram, but the receiver lost his footing.
Yeah, nice pattern. You know, we were getting some good defensive pressure on the guy that was throwing the ball, so I think that's kind of screwed up the timing a little bit, but good job.
Just underway here. But our treasure hunt is moving right along. We'll get to that.
This does not sell pies.
Does not sell pies.
Huh.
Here's a handoff, a fake handoff, running with it over the right side is number 10, Junior Morales. And Morales will be brought down. That's going to bring up fourth down here. Not a lot of running room there, Cousin Eddie. And Abby's defense flexing this muscle early.
Running sometimes a double tight, and they got a lot of players in the close to the ball here, so everyone's in tight.
Dan, how about another clue for our third stop tonight?
You bet. This one, for those who, again, listen to us each and every week, just can't get much more than a more beautiful play than.
Bring out the beautiful woman in you. Dan Stocker, our third stop tonight. Fourth down here. The Indians look like they're going to go for it. They'll fourth down and four here. Abby shows blitz. Quarterback hands it off over the right side. No, it's a fake handoff. The quarterback is sacked all the way back to the 29-yard line. And see, boy, Indians to go right out of the gut like that and go for it on fourth down. Wow.
Yeah, no, they want to win the game, so they're trying to figure out some ways against this Albia. Maybe they catch them off guard or something. And that time we weren't cut off guard, and we had a nice, beautiful blitz by Freshwater there and got the tackle on them.
Speaking of beautiful, Dan, our third stop tonight, 43 years of serving Albia. Cindy's Beauty Hut on the. Here's a pass downfield. Oh, in and out of the hands of Matt Baker, the touchdown maker. First play from scrimmage for the Blue Demons. And let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio for a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, the Friday Night Lights big board has a 0-0 score here with Albia and Clark of Osceola. But we've got scores all over the big board here. The GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board has Pella Christian trailing Iowa City Regina 14-7. Eddieville Blakesburg trails Columbus Junction 17-8. It's New London trailing Lone Tree 14-6. Van Buren on top of Cardinal 12-0. Pekin leads Winfield Mount Union 21-0. Twin Cedars on top of Harmony 38-0. And Pella has just scored on Sheraton 7-0. Back to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Hey, second down play. Luke Sarva rolls out to the left side. Albia shows a Twins receiver set. I like that formation, Dan. Albia is going to work on their full offense tonight. We haven't seen the passing game as much. And Sarver plants, throws it across his body in the flat. That is incomplete, and that's going to bring up fourth down, and there is a flag that came in late. It's a hold on Albion, and I don't know if the Indians will decline it.
Yep, their captain for Osceola immediately indicating he wants to decline that penalty, make it fourth down.
Again, here's our stops tonight. We've been to Heritage Creek Dental. Hardee's was our second stop. Our third stop, we just got over to Cindy's Beauty Hut. Get there quickly and get your sticker on your card, and we'll give you your fourth stop here in just a second. Fourth down here for the Blue Demons as they go for a big T.
And he,
they're going to go for it. Fourth down and 15. Abiel in a receiver in motion. Baker to the right side. Sarver rolls back, throws a fade pattern down the sideline. Up for grabs towards the end zone. Oh, and now the hands of Mount Baker at the 3-yard line. So, I love that aggressive throw right there.
So back-to-back possessions for both teams on fourth down. They go for it, and nothing happened there. Osceola will take over on downs.
Let's quickly run back as the scores come in on this football Friday night. Jay Bill back on the Friday Night Lights big board.
All right, and one score obviously we're going to keep an eye on it tonight is the World Series game. Game number three has Kansas City up 1-0 on San Francisco out in San Francisco. A couple more quick ones for you, gentlemen. Montezuma and BMG, a tough game here of two. 6-0 teams are tied at 7 in the second period. Wayne trails Lamoni 16-13. That's the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Ah, the first down carry for the Indians goes for a loss of about 4 yards. I don't know, but this Abia defense has got this thing figured out here in early going.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely see lots of white jerseys going Wireless across the line, and they're just sniffing out the ball. That's what they're doing. They're playing great defense right now.
All right. We want to send you to your fourth stop tonight. Dan, stop number four. We just left Cindy's Beauty Hut. Where are we headed to? Let's give them a clue.
Well, I'm going to come out and make this probably too easier than I should, but we've already kind of had one similar to it, but this is a little different. This one, you'll find a smile everywhere.
Yeah, it could. Very well should. That's who they are. Here is it looks like a procedural penalty on the Indians. If you're just joining us and wondering what all this commotion is about, it's Friday Night Lights Scoop and Loop Treasure Hunt on our final week of regular season football.
While they mark off this penalty, Jason, why don't we go get our defensive starting lineups for the night?
Defensive starting lineups brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate. Let their tremendous lineup of real estate agents help you find your dream home, farm, recreation, or lifestyle property. Give them a call today. Here's your defensive starting lineups.
Brendan Bassett, D-line. Justin Bosser, D-line.
Trevor Bryford, D-line.
Josiah Harris, D-line.
Ryan Sarver, outside linebacker.
Blake Lawless, inside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Brett Session, linebacker.
Tony Leshen, cornerback.
Hunter Weldon, cornerback.
Blake Brad, free safety.
Second down play, and it too goes for naught. That's another loss. Now it is. That's all the way back to the 25-yard lines. The Indians with the football. 8 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Opening quarter. No score here. But boy, another loss on the play, and that's going to bring up third down and 25 for the Indians.
We have a long, long territory to cover here, so we'll see what the Indians can draw up here. Blue Demons certainly looking for a pass play here. Tight coverage on the twin receivers, both sets.
Quarterback rolls back, throws it a quick release, and then, oh, what a big hit right there. Completed pass of about a 15-yard gain.
Blake Bear with the stop, though, right at the first down mark, or excuse me, the 10-yard mark, so it's fourth and 10. So nice pass by Rich Wilkins, but only not enough to get too many yards, they're going to mark it fourth and nine. So we'll see if the Indians indeed will try to go for it again.
Tony Vaughn, UConn, Oklahoma. Shout out to the class of 79. They're celebrating their 35th class reunion at Honey Creek this week. And he sure wishes he could be there. Fourth down here. The Indians look like they're going to go for it once again. Two receivers each side of the field. Albie shows a interior blitz. Quarterback rolls back. Here comes the pressure. Throws it short and incomplete. Too much pressure there for the Indians to handle. Cousin Eddie and Albie once again a turnover dance on the defensive side.
Yeah, they're really blitzing the linebackers almost every down here, putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You look like the receiver and the quarterback were not on the same page on that.
How about Cousin Eddie making the road trip?
Yeah, good job, Cousin. How did the RV races go last weekend in Arkansas?
Went really well. I got to be honest with you. You get to drive your RV down to Arkansas and then spend a night in it and then get up and race in it. The only problem is that, when you eat breakfast, you got to make sure you put the dishes away before you start racing them.
That's probably a good idea.
Flag on the play as the Blue Demons come up.
And that's encroachment on Albia. Let's real quick, while they mark that off, real quick scoring update. Jay Bill back on the Friday Night Lights Big Board.
All right, GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board has the Royals up 1-0. Some other scores as they've come in include Linville Sully and Belle Plaine still scoreless late in the first quarter. It's Iowa City Regina leading Pella Christian 14-7. Eddyville Blakesburg now has retaken the lead on Columbus Junction, where it's 16-14 Rockets. And let me get you one more. Sigourney Kyoto.
There's a pass downfield, and it's nearly complete. Luke Sarver trying to hit his brother Ryan Sarver, and just goes over his head, and that'll go incomplete, and that'll bring up second down. Joe, keep those scores coming.
All right, real quick, Sigourney Kyoto up on West Marshall 7-0, and it's Twin Cedars pounding Harmony 54-0. Melchert Allison, Mormon Trail, playoff implications on the line. Melchert Allison leads Mormon Trail 22-12. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
6:57 to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Albie with the football at the 42-yard line of the Indians. Here's the handoff, and running with it straight ahead is Kieran Judge. And, T, this Indian defense has been pretty tight on this Albie offense. And Big T's mic is not working right.
I got him on.
I don't know. He needs to change his batteries. Have him come up and get a new frequency. Second or third down here. Here's a quick pitch. Carter Isley, his first carry of the night, trying to get to the corner. 35 and brought down inside the 35-yard line. And that's the first positive game for this Albie offense in about four straight plays. And it's still going to bring up fourth down and six for the Blue Demons.
Really trying to come out, Coach Farrington, Coach Staten, trying to work the passing offense here a little bit, try to get some reps in. Haven't had a whole lot of opportunities, haven't needed to all year long, quite honestly. Only 57 pass attempts for Luke Sarver on the year with 29 completions. You know, nice QBR. But QB rating, but just haven't had the opportunity to throw it that much.
Fourth down, six for Albia. Sarver, with a quick pass, knocked down in Albia. Both these teams now have turned the ball back to each other on the turnovers of down, and there was a flag on the play. We'll wait for the indication.
Looks like maybe a little procedure on Albia, moved a little before the snap.
And that'll be declined, and so the Indians will take over on offense. And I'll tell you what, Cousin Eddie, I haven't seen this to a start of a football game. Four straight series and four straight four and outs.
I'm still amazed that Clark's going for it on fourth down and deep in, kind of pinned back in their zone, but they're still going for it. So.
Well, it's working out so far, oddly enough.
Well, our fourth stop tonight, you want to head back south, and they're in this place. You're going to see smiles.
Friendly
and
smiles.
You might find Johnny Flattery. Here's a quarterback keeper and running, breaking through, and gets out across the 35 to the 41-yard line. Got hit the line of scrimmage, bounced off a couple of Albia defenders, and picks up 7 yards on first down, and the Indians with the football.
Indians mixing up, too, with the person that's playing, I guess what you'd call the quarterback position, and their normal starter is Rich Wilkins, who is in there, and he'll throw it more often than any of the other guys. But that time was in the quarterback slot was Brandon Olin, who was one of the leading rushers on this team and receiver, so he's very versatile on this team, but he's taking a direct snap as a running back.
Second down, quarterback's going to keep it, hitting the backfield and brought down, a loss of about three on the play. Boy, I'll tell you what, Big C, our defense shot through there like the Indians didn't exist.
Oh, my goodness, I look like a wrecking ball going through a building right there. I mean, wow, that was a severe hit right there.
Third down and five here. The Indians with the football at their own 38-yard line. Both teams have had two possessions, and each of those possessions has led to four plays and out.
Big play here for the Blue Demons.
Here's the counter play running to the right side, trying to get to the corner and being brought down. Nope, gets by the defender now. Is going to get out and get the first down. 10-on-10 there. Ryan Sarver came up and tried to make the tackle on Junior Morales and couldn't make the stop. And that is the first down of tonight's football game.
For either squad, and certainly the Indians crowd are getting excited for that. Nice play, brings the ball almost to midfield at the 45.
Our fourth stop tonight, Dan, sorry about that, is Hy-Vee, if you haven't figured it out. Stopping at Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And get your sticker, get your treats, and then we're going to get back to our fifth stop. Indians with the football. Here's a counter play running to the right side. A flag comes in, likely to be a hold there. A gain of about five. That looks like it'll be negated. Welcome back. to the booth, Big D. It's nice to hear someone who can enunciate.
I'm surprised you can pronounce the word enunciate.
Mike and Diane Selenik. Now, I know that Diane is too kind to do something like that, but it's what I expect out of
Selenik. Well, guys, it's great to be back, and certainly I haven't had to cough on Jason too much after traveling last week, but I think he'll survive.
Just hoping you perform no magic tricks up here.
Ta-da.
Not good.
First, wasn't even a penalty on the Clark Indians, so the ball, the positive yardage on the run will be negated. We'll bring up now a first down and 21, and the ball's moved all the way back to their 34.
Both these clubs, man, they have
no rhythm
yards.
To it.
Yeah, it's just hard to get any type of yardage. Here's a counter play.
Counter underneath, yep.
And no gain on the play. Maybe a half a yard gain, and that will bring up second down, and let's call it 22 yards, 21 yards for the Indians. No score. 3:59 to go in the opening quarter, and both these teams struggling offensively.
I do want to mention, too, going through the treasure hunter, not all these people that you get a chance to stop their businesses, but they're all throwing in items for the gift basket as well on tomorrow, and as well as other vendors and supporters of Blue Demon football.
Here's the counter play again, and brought down right at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring up third down and 20.
The senior, Junior Morales, I just like saying senior, junior.
Yeah.
The senior, Junior Morales, runs underneath.
We're going to send you to our fourth stop tonight, or fifth stop tonight. Again, we've been to Heritage Creek Dental. Hardy's was our second stop. Cindy's Beauty Hut, number 3, and Hy-Vee, number 4. And we're going to get to number 5 here. Three locations. There's only one we want to send you to. They got 3. Quarterback rolls back. Here comes some pressure. And brought Bossard down all the way back to the 30-yard line.
Justin Bossard, and we heard some nice stories on him in the pregame interviews. The players calling him out, Luke and Ryan both, but came in there with a lot of pressure on that outside edge, and Rich Wilkins rolling out there, and Justin was able to make the tackle.
Stay safe out there tonight. Boy, looking down on the field, guys, I don't know if you can see it, but set from up here in the broadcast booth, the fog is setting in.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was dust kicking up when one of the players ran over there, but I'm like, no, that's the whole length of the field. It's just literally on the field right there.
Fourth down, 24. Ball at the 31-yard line of the Indians. The Indians in punt formation.
Will actually punt.
Hunter Weldon back deep for Albion. Here's a punt. Gets it off. Boy, nearly blocked. It bounces at the 50. Rolls inside the 40 of Albion. And Albion will take over after the punt. One first down in the first 8 minutes of this first quarter, and Albion's offense will come onto the football field. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. TJ Shaw's listening in. Go Big Blue. We want to hear from you. We got, boy, look at this bonfire. Sitting by the fire, I want to congratulate the cross-country team, and so do we, on going to state, and Jordan and Colton for their first-place finishes at districts.
Boy, I went and watched that yesterday, and those two just ran so dominant. It was very fun to watch. They're just very accomplished runners, and they work really hard at it.
Here's Karen, the judge and jury, over the left side, out across the 40-yard line to about the 42. The ball was spotted dead at the 39 of Albia. That's a gain. Let's call it 3 yards for the Blue Demons. Second down and 7. 2:04 to go, first quarter. No score here at Clark. And we are on our treasure hunt, and we're on our fifth stop. Again, 3 locations. And we're waiting for to call their name tonight. Here's a
good hard count by Luke Sarver coming out there. I love how our offensive line does not move.
Did not move.
Even until the official grabs the ball.
Looked like we were doing the shoulder pad drill at the 50-yard line. He came across and nailed us in the shoulder pads, and our guys just stood there. Second down after the 5-yard mark off against the Indians. Second down and 2 for the Blue Demons. The ball at the Albion 47. Here's Carter Isaac over the left side. Big running room. 45-40 on his way inside the 35-yard line. All the way down to the 32, and that is a first Iowa State Bank first down. And the Blue Demons are on the march, and so are you on our treasure hunt. Our stop number 5. If you get there, you check in on what they're doing, you might get some rewards. At all, there are 3 convenient locations. Here's Isley again on that right side, fighting his way towards the first down marker. And going to be a little short. Some gain of about
You gonna make it?
I'm not sure what you're gonna make it, Stocker. This is one of those funky.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little shorter. It'll bring up 2nd and 8, just a little short of the first down. You are correct.
The fog's setting in, guys. Cousin Eddie's putting his hands up. What are you seeing? 2nd down 8 here. Ball at the 29-yard line of the Indians. Here's Karen Judge over the left side, hitting the backfield, stumbles forward, and has a gain of about 2 or 3. And, Christian, nothing really easy tonight for the Blue Demons on their first 3 possessions, but Abby's starting to make its march down the field.
Well, I'll tell you what, the defensive line for Clark is really doing a good job of penetrating and stuffing our offensive lineman at the liner.
People must think the Stocker has lots of power. Text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We'll get to that after this handout. Counterplay. Carter Isley, big running room left side, on its way inside the 10. Sidesteps the defender to the 5, fighting towards the goal line, and it'll be brought down all the way across in the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. They'll mark him down at the 6-yard line, and Albie will have a first down goal to go from the 6. 40 seconds to go in this opening quarter. No score. Tell Stocker to get that fog out of there, and it will be so. He's just a mortal man.
Yes. No, not so much.
Got some more text coming in. Cheering on from the Ozarks, Roy, Selena, and Bell. Here's a pitch to the right side, trying to cut it up. Fighting towards the goal line, going to be about a yard short, is Carter, the Iceman Isley. Look at that pitcher. Cheering on from the Ozarks, Roy, Selena, and Bella. Go Big Blue.
Boy, it's a nice setting. We got a great night here, but looks like even better one down there.
Second down goal to go for Albia. 27 seconds to go, opening quarter. No score here. Our 5th stop tonight on our treasure hunt. 3 convenient locations. You'll hear their name called when Albia gets a first down, and they just got their first or second one of the night, and they're trying to punch it in. Here's a quick handoff, running with it. Kieran, the judge, and Jerry in for the Albia touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown, and Albia finally gets up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, nice little drive there. They kind of went back. They really started to open up, and I really appreciate it. Trying to open up the passing game to start the game. Just some rhythm issues there, working that out, and I think they still need to continue to look at that. Blue Demons came out this possession and said, you know what, we're going to go to bread and butter. We're going to run it and run it hard between the judge and the jury and also the Iceman coming out. So a good series for the Blue Demons to get that touchdown.
Abby going for 2 here. A cut up by Isley. Slips and is going to come up just a little short. With 6 seconds to go in our first quarter, Albia 6 and the Clark nothing. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio and Jay Mill running the Friday Night Lights big board. Give us a scoring update.
All right, guys, lots of scores to talk about on the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board, where it's now Albia 6, Clark 0 at the end of the first period. Pella leads Sheraton at Reynolds Field in Charger Country 21-0. It's Eddieville, Blacksburg, Fremont. The Rockets on top of Columbus Junction 16-14. Some other scores here of interest include Pella Christian trailing Iowa City Regina 28-14, but hanging in there right with them. Knoxville trails Norwalk, a pair of 3-2 teams. It's Norwalk 7, Knoxville nothing. Carlisle on top of Oskaloosa 14-0. And it's Van Buren all over Cardinal 20-7. Pekin leads Winfield Mount Union. Pekin Panthers 31, Winfield Mount Union 0. Some Class A scores, Montezuma and BGM both 6-0 on the year. It's 7-7, a close one there. Lamoni leads Wayne 24-21. Melchior Dallas on top of Mormon Trail 22-12. It's Twin Cedars all over Harmony 54-0. Iowa City High leads Muscatine 14-7. And Cedar Rapids Prairie, Cedar Rapids Prairie, I believe that should be Cedar Rapids, Washington. Is that not right? Cedar Rapids, Washington, maybe. 17, Ottumwa, 0. And congratulations to Zach Fonts, whose wife gave birth to their 3rd child yesterday. And Ottumwa used 3 of their timeouts in the first 4 minutes of the game. We'll keep an eye on that one for you right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Your People's State Bank kickoff returned to the 20-yard line, where the Indians will take over 1st and 10. And, Dan, we just finished stop number 5. And where was that friendly place where they have rewards if you have their checking?
That would be First Iowa State Bank.
3 locations, Albia, of course, on the north side of the square, the Eddyville and the drive-thru, but First Iowa State Bank on the north side of the Albia Square, and they're a beautiful Victorian building.
Tiffany's working tonight, and her and her daughter. Tiffany. So they'll have some gifts for you, along with the sticker to put on your map, as well as then tomorrow we'll have $25 cash and a cooler bag to put in the gift basket tomorrow.
$50 Hy-Vee cooler as we come to the quarter break. Cindy's Beauty Hut. How about this picture coming in? Last week I read Cindy's Beauty Hut's beautiful play of the first half, and I said they have pies for the holiday instead of pre-holiday gifts, but they had pie tonight, and they brought some to my office today for me. The pie, Cindy's Beauty Hut. What a picture there, Cindy and Janet. We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back with your second quarter. Albia 6, Indians nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team, or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Sets in on this football Friday night. Indians with the football. Albie with the lead, 6-0, and we're on a treasure hunt. Here's the handoff running straight ahead. The fullback out across the 45-yard line. A big hole there, and he has the first down. And that will move the chains out to the 47 of Albie. The Indians with the football. Let's move to our sixth stop tonight. And this is a place that I go to often, Dan.
Not really helping people out here.
No, but it's in my hood.
It's still not helping. I've got some thoughts there.
But. Yes, it's. Yeah. First and 10 for the Indians at the Albia 47. The quarterback hands it off over the right side. Hit in the backfield. Gets away. The defender slips away. Cuts it up into Albia territory.
Boy, that's again, wow. Junior Morales, the running back, and he's got 580 yards rushing on the season. You can see why. He's not the tallest kid out there, but, man, he's strong and fast. He just keeps spinning and moving those legs.
All right, this next stop, locally owned.
In the your hood. In your hood.
In my hood, yes.
Not the hood, in your
my
hood.
My hood. Second down, and let's call it three here for the Indians. 11:04 to go in this first half, Albia with a 6-0 lead. Here's a handoff straight ahead and gets away from the defenders. Has the first down. Boy, don't tell the Indians that they're a 63-point underdog, Dan, by BCM Moore, because they don't know it.
No, that's good hard running by both the running backs. This time, Jacob Leaps, the fullback, just a strong runner. Blue Demons not wrapping up on the tackle, so that's something they've got to be a little careful with and not get into some sloppy habits there. Just wrap them up and make those tackles. But you got to give credit to where it's due, that hard running by the Indians.
Well, this stop that's in my hood.
Locally owned.
Locally owned. A couple of buddies own this place. Here's the quarterback. He brought down all the way back to the 49-yard line. The quarterback.
And that time was Rich Wilkins. And Brendan Bassett on the DN came and stayed to his assignment, which I really liked. That was so hard. It was good fake handoff underneath. And sometimes the DNs will get caught crashing in. And Brendan didn't. He stayed right on the quarterback and made the sack for a loss of about 10 yards on it. We'll bring up now second and 18.
Second down, 18 for the Indians. 10 minutes to go here in this first half. 6-0 Albia. Indians with the football after the quarterback sack. Second down, 18. Quarterback fakes the pitch, hands it off, going the other way, trying to get to the corner. Good defensive job that time.
Fumble.
Ball comes loose, and they're going to call it down.
Boy, nice strip by Brett Freshman.
Tonight, third down now, and 14 for the Indians. Albia with a 6-0 lead. Quarterback, a little pass to the flat. Sidesteps the defender on his way inside the 30. 25, 20, 15, and brought down inside the 15-yard line. And the Indians are on the march in the big C. What an amazing series here for the Indians.
Yeah, no, they got a boost of confidence right here. I mean, you got the nice running back, Junior Morales, looking like Barry Sanders out there. And then a nice pass down to your slot receiver there, and he makes one guy miss, and he runs all the way down to the 15-yard line.
How about this? Oh, wow, look at that. Pulled pork, cheesy hash browns, fruit, and veggies from the Co Garage. Not fair. Here's a handoff that is loose. Coming up with it is the quarterback.
And how about the pressure by Brett Freshwater? He timed that right coming right up the middle off the center in the guard position there. Just as soon as the ball was snapped, he was through there before they could even make a move. And the players, I think, realized it. So just a little miss snap and miss cue by the Indians allowed for that sack.
Second down now for the Indians. And second down, and let's call it 16 yards. 7:44 if you're just joining us. Many expected this game to be over by halftime. Pundits have this one a 63-point spread here, according to BCM Moore, but the Indians did not get that message, and they've got a tight one here with the Blue Demons. 7:30 to go, second down and 16. Here's a slant pattern across the middle, complete. Inside the 10-yard line, down close to that first down marker. That went right in front of Big C, but a well-timed play right there by the Indians.
Oh, yeah, definitely a well-designed play right there. Beautiful, looked like a nice 5-yard to Dennis, and a beautiful catch.
7:08 to go. The Indians on the march and into Albia territory. The ball at the 9-yard lines as we go under the 7-minute mark here. We're going to have some cash prizes that we've hidden around town, and we'll hint here in just a second for that one. Here's a fake handoff. No, he gives it off to the fullback, and Dan, the defense right there and read that one well.
Again, a good interior blitz there by the linebackers. This time it's Ryan Sarver. They're doing a good job of timing that, getting themselves in just before they can do anything. Wilkins was trying to determine whether handoff or not. I think that was Morales in there getting, so he handed it off. And either way, I think Sarver was going to swallow that up. So it does bring up a fourth down play again. Obviously, at this point, it's a no-brainer that they're going to go for it here with the ball on the 10-yard line. First down, they can get a first down here. It's only 6 yards to go to get the first down, so they could get it to the four or inside and still have some more time. Clark wants to call a timeout, though, Jason. They kind of think about it, make sure they get everything set just right.
Well, let's think things over as well. Let's head back. Jay Mill, you've hid some cash around town tonight. We got him on the treasure hunt. We've been to our sixth stop tonight. Let's rehearse where we've been. Heritage Creek Dental, Hardee's, Cindy's Beauty Hut, Hy-Vee, First Iowa State Bank, Jim and Charlie's, and we're going to be going to stop number 7 here in a minute. But let's first, Jay Mill, give us one of those clues to where maybe you might find some cash stowed around town.
All right, Jason, we've hidden, that's all right, we've hidden $50 somewhere in Albia, and actually John Flattery has hidden it. John, you've got the clue. Go for it.
I like the Blue Demons more than the Indians.
All right, now wait. One more time, John.
I like the Blue Demons more than the Indians.
I don't get it, but he's hidden $50 somewhere. Thank you, John. Back to you guys.
That's got me worried.
I want to stress that it's not private property, and we're not digging holes anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not the bell tower.
Well, I don't know, Stalker. It's Johnny Flattery hit it.
I'm actually hoping it's not the bell tower.
Oh, please.
That's a subtle request.
Yeah. Just don't deface anything that belongs to God. Here's a quick pass that is incomplete. Yep. Boy, well read that time, Big T, by the Albia Blue Demons, coming up with another big stop on fourth down.
Yeah, they had great coverage right there. It was just that quick little dump right over the line of scrimmage and had it read well. Blue Demon ball.
Albia will get the ball on the turnovers of down. 6:13 to go in this first half. Albia standing tall defensively, Dan. That was a huge stop. If Indians score, man, it's hard to regain all that confidence.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it was a good job. The Indians had a really nice game plan, executed a number of different plays well to move that inside the red zone. But the Blue Demons able to get the stop on fourth down. Handoff on a counter underneath.
Oh, good. Big
counter
hole there.
Matt Baker comes right underneath. And usually on that first time we run it, that's always a big gainer. Nice job from Matt Baker, the touchdown maker. A little short this time.
Out to the 23-yard line.
Great run, though, when you're deep in your red zone or the other team's red zone like that, when you're looking at your own goal post to get all the way out there. Now you got a little more freedom to do some plays.
Albia with the football and a 6-point lead here. 5:50 to go first half. We're on a treasure hunt. Again, I'll have Millage give that clue here in a second because I sure couldn't understand what he was saying. Here's a handoff, and Carter Isley caught in the backfield. A loss all the way back to the 24-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and about 15 for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, that play wasn't going anywhere just from the snap. Good pressure immediately from the defensive front of the Indians.
Jay Mill, give that, if you got Johnny still on the mic, if he can give us that clue one more time. After this play, here's Carter Isley over the right side. Carter gets the corner, has some running room, has the first down, the first Iowa State Bank first down all the way out across the 40-yard line. And Cousin Eddie, the Albia white jerseys on that offensive line disappeared in that fog, and when they came out of it, they'd moved bodies everywhere.
Yeah, that was a student body right. They had everyone pulling it to the right and leading Carter Isley. Nice run, nice game.
Carter, the Iceman Isley, out to the 40-yard line. Jay Mill gives an update after this, an update on the hit. Here is Isley again over the right side, tripped up and then brought down, but not until he gets 5 yards. Now we're starting to see Carter Isley flex his muscle and that offensive line really taking charge.
Yeah, getting settled in, Jace. You know, a little routine and rhythm here. Again, we start out passing quite a bit, just trying to mix things up a little bit, and that kind of threw the whole unit off the rhythm. I'm actually getting ready to take another picture here. We're about midfield here, and that fog is just something to see.
Wow. It really, folks, it's getting hard to to see the numbers and the players. Reminds me of the Bear game that played a few years ago at Big T.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was thinking.
Here's a pass in the flat and incomplete. Albie had a couple of receivers open. Luke Sarver went to that underneath pattern. That was Matt Baker, and just a little overthrown that time. That's going to bring a third down here for Albie. Albie with the football at the 45-yard line of the Indians. 4:28 to go, first half, 6-0 Albie. And Jay Mill, let's get that quickly the clue once again on the cash we've hidden.
All right, well, it's John that's out there in the cruiser. John, let's go live to you in the cruiser. Give us that clue one more time, John.
I like the Blue Demons more than the Indians.
There we go. Back to you.
More than the Indians. Luke Sarver rolling to the right side, being pursued under pressure. Heaves it up down the sidelines, intercepted by the Indians, and they'll take over. Boy, the pressure was there, Cousin Eddie, and he felt that pressure and got rid of it. You thought it was going to go incomplete, but the Indians come up with an INT.
Yeah, I think that one you just got to take the sack and kind of threw that one off the grabs.
Yeah, he certainly did. And, you know, the only upside was that he did throw it to the tallest receiver we have on the field, which is 6'4", Nate Hoffman. That just was way above his head. There's no way he was going to get up to catch that. And the defender was behind about another 3-4 yards just in a right spot to get it. So a good turnover for the Clark Indians. The Blue Demons are going to have to work here on defense. That's only the third interception for Luke on the season.
Indians with the football. Albie with the 6-0 lead. We're going to send you to our seventh stop here in just a few seconds. But right now, the Indians with the football. Here's the Junior Morales breaking free, and he gets a pickup across the midfield stripe. Boy, Danny's really shifting some runner.
Yeah, just again, just that little center of gravity, and very quick and elusive. And that time, Bryce Leshen able to get his hands wrapped around, did a much better job for the defense that time as Bryce wrapped him up good. But you know, gained 3 yards on it, but Bryce got to him as quick as he could from that outside linebacker position to get to the interior of the defense.
47 to go in the first half. We're on our treasure hunt. We've been to six stops. John's hit some cash. Here's a handoff right straight ahead. Has the first down or very close to it.
And that was a case where we just blitzed right past it. We had two middle backers just came right through there and quite honestly ran right past the running back. Didn't even see that was handed off there.
Did Johnny say he likes the Blue Demons
more than the Indians?
He's got some more than. Weird. He doesn't say that right for some reason.
More than.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It took him the second time to get the clue, I think, the way we want it, but I think that helps us a little bit.
I'm trying to think about it, Stocker. But yeah. Right now, Albie's got to think about it defensively. The Blue Demons with a 6-0 lead. Here's a quarterback going to keep it and has the first down. The Indians on the march here, and I'll tell you what, for a team that was such a big underdog, the Indians know nothing about it.
I don't think they realize that they're the underdogs. They look like a team ready to play, and they're giving the Albion Blue Demons all they got.
You know, it's the final regular season game for both teams here, and so certainly everyone wants to go out with that win to finish that season up, and no different here tonight on this field.
The fog is set in here, folks, and the fog that is literal, and the fog that
is Albia right now as they kind of hang in the fog as the Indians are making some noise. Here comes the quarterback being pursued. Now he steps up in the pocket. Looked like he's going to be sacked. Gets away from a couple of defenders and dives forward for another Indian first down. The pressure was on, Dan, and Albia really had gotten to the quarterback. He slipped through there and picks up the first down.
Well, once the pocket started to clap on both ends, Wilkins just stepped up into the pocket and then all of a sudden saw a gaping hole and was able to run down. Ryan Sarver was chasing him back on the backside. And then Blake Bear came from the safety position. Both of them made the tackle. But again, first down for the Clark Indians as the ball is spotted just inside the 30.
Indians with the football. Abby with a 6-0 lead here. Here's a handoff or a fake. Yep, he does give it off to Morales. Yep. And little to no gain that time. Well, how important is it, T, right now for Albia's defense to once again tonight, this defense has rose to the occasion, but once again tonight to really shut down this Indian offense and keep them out of the end zone?
I think it's important. You know, I mean, we need to buckle up here and get the ball back, you know, see if we can do one of our little scoring drives right there at the end of half.
Well, we've historically been really good in the final minutes of the first half, but Albia needs to stop right here. Second down, 11. Dual receiver set. Here's a fade pattern and incomplete. Well read that time on defense. So was Bryce Leshen.
Yep. And that ball was thrown out of bounds. Nobody was going to get it, but Bryce Leshen made a great attempt to try to at least catch it. But even if he would have probably landed about 3 yards out of bounds as he was supermanning to the side.
We'll get to our seventh stop here in just a second. We've been to Heritage Creek Dental, Hardee's, Cindy's Beauty Hut, Hy-Vee, First Iowa State Bank, Jim and Charlie's, and our next one here in just a second.
And we've got that cash.
We've got cash hidden out there.
The Blue Demons. Johnny likes the Blue Demons more than the Clark Indians.
Interesting. Big play here. 1:26 to go. Two receivers each side of the field. The quarterback in the shotgun. Hands it off to the fumble on the ground. It's loose. And Cousin Eddie, I can't see. The fog is really setting in. And I wonder, guys, Albia does come up with the turnover. That is a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers brought to you by our friends from River Life Family Worship Center. Join them every Sunday morning at 9:30, and Albia will take over on the turnover. What was that? Is that a foghorn?
Way to go, Joe.
I thought Cousin Eddie was releasing the beans he'd ate earlier this afternoon. Wow.
Oh,
you know, guys, you got to be careful over there. Everything's going to hang low tonight, so be careful what you do on the sidelines.
Popcorn?
Yeah. That ain't popcorn. We're going to have a timeout on the field here, Jason, with a minute 22 in the first half. Blue Demons lead by 6-0. We're going to take a quick timeout as well.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. 6-0 Albia. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Back to the Friday Night Lights studio we go.
All right, guys, the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board has Albia up on Clark 6-0. Pella leads Sheraton 34-0. Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont on top of Columbus Junction 24-14 at halftime. It's Lone Tree leading New London 14-6. Some other scores of area interest. Carlisle thumping Oskaloosa 24-0. It's Norwalk leading Knoxville 10-0. Also, Sigourney Kyoto outmatching West Marshall 21-6. Iowa City Regina now extending their lead on Pella Christian 49-14. It's peaking at the half on top of Winfield Mountain Union 31-0. Montezuma BGM tied in the second period at 7-all. It's Wayne on top of Lamoni 37-32. Also, Moravia at the half on top of Seymour 44-0. Montezuma, let's get this score corrected for you. They're now on top of BGM 21-7 at the half, a pair of 6-0 teams. Twin Cedars taking care of Harmony 62-0 at the halftime break. Iowa City High on top of Muscatine 14-13. And Cedar Rapids Prairie is leading Ottumwa 17-0. Fairfield 7, Clear Creek Amana 0, and PCM on top of North Polk 14-0. That's a look at your GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's go back to the Absolute broadcast booth.
After the timeout, a quick slant pattern there by Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, complete all the way into Indian territory. Luke Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it into the fall, complete. Once again, Matt Baker on the reception, moved those chains, the First Iowa State Bank first down to the 34-yard line. 1:06 to go here in this half.
Blue Demons going with a no huddle here with a minute to go, and they're actually going to call a timeout.
Well, let's Leland Sherman carving pumpkins in Papa's shop, listening to KIC Go Big Blue. Look, check out that. What a cutie. What a cutie at the pumpkin. And Glad to have all of you listening in tonight. We want to hear and see from you. Send us a text, 641-799-1437. Oh, here's a really cool, look at this work they did. I'll get to it here in a second. Look at the KIIC pumpkin.
Oh, somebody knows how to.
Oh, that is awesome. Awesome job. Leland Sherman was carving the pumpkins at Papa's shop, and they made this KIC pumpkin. Got a timeout on the field, but let's get your offensive starting lineups. We've been in a mad dash of mayhem tonight, and here's your starting lineup brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate. Let the experienced staff at United Country help you get started with your dream home, farm, recreation, or lifestyle property. Give them a call today. United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate.
Hunter Gertz, offensive line, front side tackle.
Ryan Romanko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Hunter Dude McInish, backside guard.
Nicholas Edward Yurkowski, backside tackle.
Gannon George, Henry Olsen, tight end.
Matt Baker, slot back.
Cameron Wyatt, Judge, fullback.
Carter Isley, running back.
Nate Hoffman, wide receiver.
Luke Stevens-Sarber, quarterback.
Here's a fade pattern down the right sideline, and Dan, we need a lighthouse down there.
Incomplete. Incomplete to Matt Baker over there, but boy, yes, it is thick fog. Blue Demons again with under a minute to play, going in the air, trying to get a quick score as they have typically done, trying to score before the game is, or excuse me, the half is over. I'd like to get a few more points on the board besides the 6-0 score we have here.
Luke Sarver rolling to the left side, being pursued. Throws it across his body towards the end zone. Incomplete. Tony Lesh and the antenna receiver. 52 seconds to go here. 6-0 Albion. Third down and 10. The ball at the 34-yard line of the Indians. And I really can't see you guys across the way. You guys are down the field level. Cousin Eddie, it's hard to pick up the ball up here. At field level with the fog, are you having the same kind of field?
We couldn't see the receiver at all on that last play. We're on the other side of the field, about the 30-yard line, and we lost him in the fog.
Yeah, when the play goes opposite side, it gets really hard to see.
Quick pitch to Carter Isley on that right side, fighting forward, and will be short of the first down marker, but gets inside the 30-yard line. It's going to bring a fourth down, and this is the sixth time between these two clubs that we've had fourth down plays where they're going to, Albia's going to go for it. Albia has punched it in on a fourth down play, but that's the only time on fourth down these two teams. Dan, it's just a crazy start to this football game.
It absolutely is, and Carter was able to get out of bounds on the end of that play, so the clock did stop, but brings up fourth and about four.
Here's the handoff, running with it. Isley has the first down, move the chain, still moving forward inside the 20-yard line. 39 seconds to go. Albie will have the first down. The clock will stop to move the chains. And Albia will call timeout. We'll take a quick timeout as well, and we'll come back with another clue on our stop along the Friday Night Lights Scoop and Loop Treasure Hunt. 6-0 Albia. We'll be right back after this quick timeout.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Excuse me, Stocker.
Wow. I'm behind you. Do not do that, Jason.
Ah, the foghorn. We're going to need that in a lighthouse, because right now, folks, literally, it is tough to see. 38 seconds to go, first half, 6-0 Albia. Here's a pitch play to Carter Isley, trying to get a left side. The flag comes in. Isley inside the 10, the 5, take it to the house, the Iceman in for the touchdown, and like...
Probably going to come back with a holding.
Yeah, daggone it.
Yep.
When I see the Iceman tonight, you think of dry ice.
Dry ice,
man,
yes.
Alive.
That's Carter, the dry ice man. Yeah, that was a great play, but unfortunately, holding from the Blue Demons, so that will negate the touchdown. That's negate, Jason. That's similar to the word enunciate.
Oh, I've seen those before on a farm.
I'm not even sure what that means.
Well, the negate.
No, I still don't know.
Nay, gate? I don't know.
Wow.
Isn't that where they keep horses? Behind the gate?
No, no.
Isn't that right, T?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we can't see you, so we don't even know you really are here. Or not. Are you really here?
He's on our side somewhere.
I am here.
Yeah. You ever seen that scary movie, The Fog?
It's Halloween season.
Two receivers east side of the field. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it to the flat. It's complete, but Albie's going to have to go here quickly. They're going to call timeout. That is a completion to about the 20-yard line. Albie uses his final timeout here, 22 seconds to go. It's going to bring up second down and 19 after the timeout. But, Dan, we may need to get to our next stop here in a second.
I know. Dan, I know the fog is thick. Second and 19, or on today's field, we'll actually call it second and 12. The ball on the 19.
Well, I just – the ball – yeah. See, the guy next to me keeping the scoreboard, he gets me so confused. He types too fast. I read slow. You got to slow down.
Yeah, I think that's the whole problem. He is very fast on the keyboard there, and you can't read that fast.
No way.
But to your defense, you know, it is really, really foggy over there trying to read across the way. It's hard to see.
How about, is that like the gate, eyes. The nay gate, the defense?
No idea.
Is the nay gate on the defense?
You're not pulling me in on this.
Come on, Stocker.
You're not pulling me in. Blue Demons will come back again with the Eagle formation.
Help me out here,
brother. The Eagle formation, which is the two receivers each side of the field.
Albia with a 6-0 lead here. Final 22 seconds of this fog-filled first half and a treasure hunt Friday night. The Blue Demons waiting for the, I don't know what they're waiting for. They're looking to the end. Oh, they're telling them to reset the clock. He's got to get to work here.
Jason accidentally, I think, I hit the wrong time on the clock, so he's got them all messed up here.
He made his mistake. He's listening to me. 22 seconds there, and he's fixing the clock. And enter, it goes 23 seconds. Northern Wisconsin and Matt Baker's family checking in. Go Blue Demons. That fog can't stop you. Well, it won't stop the Blue Demons, but it's making it havoc for us. Luke Sarver rolls back, throws it towards the end zone, up for grabs. Oh, nearly caught there by Blake Bear. And did you guys see that across the way? Could you see that?
No.
The only thing that I can see is the last part of it where I seen someone dive. That's where he exited out of the fog.
Coming out of the fog, that is Big C, Cousin Eddie, and Big T on the Tharp Funeral Home Wireless 1, 2, and 3 mics. And this is third down here with 18 seconds to go in the first half. And some people want money and clues. We're clueless here, and we will get a clue, though. Sarver rolls, throws it to the flat towards the end zone. Incomplete, and that's going to bring a fourth down here. 13 seconds to go. Do we see the kicking team come in for a field goal, or are they going to go for it here? Fourth down, and Albia sends some subs in. We'll wait to see what they're going to do here.
Oh, looks like Brendan Bassett's coming out, so we may be trying a field goal here.
13 seconds to go here. Our next stop.
Brendan Bassett is going to go for the field goal here. Luke Sarver is getting ready to hold. So this is something we haven't done all year long, so it's nice to see this. Brendan Bassett has a very, very good leg, plays soccer for the high school team and also in the fall on a traveling team. So very good.
Bassett's kicking to the north, but we're heading to the south. Here's Bassett's kick. Low line drive, and it is long enough, but just goes under the crossbars. And Albia comes up short, and again, the Blue Demons with a 6-0 lead here. Our next stop, you must head south. And you might want to be there first. That's all I got to see. You there? So 9 seconds to go here in this first half. Albia with a 6-point lead. And a foggy football Friday night.
That's pretty good for you to say. I'm impressed with that one.
Well, here's a picture coming in. Look at this one, son. This is from somebody here. Oh, that is awesome.
That is pretty sweet.
They're looking back up at us.
Boy, they're catching
it. It's as foggy down there as it is up here. Final 9 seconds of this first half. Here's a quarterback. He's going to keep it over the right side. Gets to the corner. Out across the 30. Has the first down. That will move the chains. Final 3 seconds here. I don't look for the Indians to do anything crazy here, T, but... the Indians got to be pretty happy about their start.
They got to be ecstatic about where they're at in this game. I mean, this is really weird.
Here's a counterplay running with the football and has the first down. Play of this first half on this foggy football Friday night. And we're scooping the loop on our treasure hunt. And the next place you want to get to make sure you head south. And they'll be there to see you there at our next stop on our treasure hunt. And I usually get out there at least once a week. But don't corner me there.
I think you've done a good job with that.
I try my best.
I'm not even looking at the sheet, and I can figure that one out.
Halftime score here, 6-0 Blue Demons. Albia with the slim lead here at the halftime break. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, go to the Friday Night Lights big board, get another clue before we read off those scores to you, and then we'll send you on our next stop here on this Friday Night Lights Scoop and Loop Treasure Hunt. Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football. Jay Mill, give us those scoring updates quickly.
All right, let's first of all get to the World Series, where the Kansas City Royals in game number 3 tonight lead the Giants of San Francisco 1-0. It looks like it's the top of the 5th inning right now. Kansas City 1, San Francisco 0. The series is tied 1-1. A win here by Kansas City would at least guarantee that Kansas City would get game number 6 back in KC. All right, let's look at the Friday Night Lights big board brought to you by GP Insurance. And we have a halftime score here. Albia leading Clark 0-5 on the season. Clark hasn't won a game all season, and they only trail Albia 6-0 at the halftime break. Some other Class 2A District 7 scores for you. Centerville and CMB of Baxter. We're looking for that one. Centerville and CMB. If anybody has a Centerville score, we'd love to have it here. You can tweet us at KIICFM. Or give us a call at 932-2112, 932-2112. Keokuk is trailing Davis County right now. Davis County 2-4 on the season. The Mustangs 25, Keokuk 13 in the second period. Also, another Class 2A District 7 score has PCM, Albia's opponent last week, on top of North Polk 14-0. Again, PCM leads North Polk 14-0. Let's move over to Class 3A District 7, where Pella is pounding the Chargers. The Little Dutch on top of Sheraton, 48-0, and that's just in the second period. Carlisle on top of Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa with just one win on the season, and that came to Seidel. Carlisle 38, Oski nothing in the second period. Also, Norwalk leads Knoxville right now 10-0. It's Seidel and East Marshall scoreless. So let's move over to Class 1A, District 6. We have Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. The Rockets on top of Columbus Junction, 32-14. That is in the third period. Also, Iowa City, Regina out in front of Pella Christian right now, 49-14. And Sigourney, Keota leads West Marshall, 28-6. All right, Class A, District 6 has Pekin on top of Winfield, Mount Union. Now in the third period, 31-0. It's Van Buren at the half on top of Cardinal, 26-7. And New London trails Lone Tree, 14-6. Class 4A, District 6 has Cedar Rapids, Washington on top of Burlington, 28-6. It's Iowa City High leading Muscatine, 21-16. And Cedar Rapids Prairie out in front of our beloved Bulldogs of Ottumwa, 17-0. And that has gone to the halftime break. A scoring update just happened. Sigourney Keota just scored on West Marshall. It's 34-6. Sigourney Keota, the Savage Cobra, is up on top of West Marshall. And that game, one of our five or six streaming games we have at KIICradio.com, where you can listen to that live. Also, we have Norwalk and Knoxville, an update here. I just gave you a score of 10-0. It's updated now. The big board has just flashed and changed. It's Norwalk 17, Knoxville 7. At the halftime break. Okay, let's move over to some other schools that we love to follow, including Fairfield. It's Fairfield on top of Clear Creek Amana, 14-0. And it is Wayne, our stream number 4, 37-32 on top of Lamoni. Moravia all over Seymour, 52-7 in the third quarter. And Melcher Dallas at the halftime break, taking care of Mormon Trail, 46-26. Twin Cedars out in front of Harmony. Harmony winless on the season, but it's Twin Cedars 3-3. They lead Harmony 62-0 at the halftime break. Twin Cedars needs a little help, I believe, to get into the playoffs, and they'll help themselves with a win tonight over Harmony. Eddyville Blakesburg with a score now over Columbus Junction. That just changed. It's now the Rockets 38, Columbus Junction 14. That's an update for you. And over in Class A, District 7, it's Montezuma 21, BGM of Brooklyn 7. A big win here for the Braves if they can hang on and pull it off. A pair of 6-0 teams at halftime. Monty 21, BGM 7. Iowa Valley and North Mahaska are tied at 6. This is a game that you can also hear at KIICradio.com and on our exclusive Thunderbolt app free at your app store. Again, it's 6-6, Iowa Valley, North Mahaska, and that is stream number 6 if you want to listen to that game live. And our very own Wendell Campbell with the broadcast there in the third quarter, North Mahaska 6, Iowa Valley 6. That is the scores that we have right now in the Friday Night Live studio. Let's go back to Osceola after a quick timeout. We'll get caught up on all of your treasure hunt clues and all of the cash clues and the Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. And it'll be tough to find one, but we'll find one, and we'll be back with that right after this.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Take a moment to look up your auto loan rate. Is it higher than 1.99% APR? If it is, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with CFirst and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by one of our convenient locations or go to c1stcu.com and apply online today to drive down your auto loan rate. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit?
An Osceola, guys. But how about that first half? A real tough first half, gentlemen.
Christian has Coach Statham.
All right, I have got Coach Statham down here. Hey, Coach, maybe not the first half that you wanted to have. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the first half and what you told the boys in locker room.
We tackled like we didn't have arms. We blocked with our hands. We had penalties that brought back big gains and a touchdown. We're just not playing sharp football. The team that wins will be the team that plays the crispest football, makes the fewest mistakes, and hits the hardest. Right now, that's not us. But we'll see how we do in this half.
All right, best of luck in this half, Coach.
That is your Brees Rest Home halftime coach's interview. Brees Rest Home, your local licensed residential care home. Warm hearts, caring hands, and Dennis is down there. Big hi to Dennis at Brees Rest Home. And Dan, I sensed not a frustration, but I sensed something in Coach Staten's voice that maybe he spent a lot of that voice in the halftime break.
You know, he's been through this plenty of times, and he's seen ups and downs, and you know, we've heard him always very mild and calm. That's quite honestly, there was a tone in that voice that was not pleased, and it's one you don't hear very often, and it's just a matter of, and it really comes back to that adage that he talks about all the time, and it's wanting the kids to go out and play their best every play, and when they're not doing that, that's frustrating to him because he, you know, why would you not go out and give your best effort every play you have? And that's what he's imploring, I know, his team to do right now. And so we'll see if indeed the Blue Demons respond to that. But boy, I tell you, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot of sound bites or things out of Coach Staten, but that's as warm as I've ever heard his voice.
Well, guys, the impact player of the first half, gentlemen, Got to come up with our Eagles Club impact player of the first half. I'll tell you what, something that is never foggy and never hard to see, and that is the impact that the Eagles Club makes on our community. The Eagles Club, they've got the radio on. Hello to everyone at the Eagles Club. Thanks for all you do and the impact you make on our community. And the best root beer on tap, 1919 mug root beer, and that is at the Eagles Club listening in tonight. And, guys, who are we going to choose for our impact player of the first half? And kind of a difficult spot, other than where maybe this fog might be coming from, Dan. We call Carter the Iceman, Isley. Iceman, but it's not cold ice tonight. It's a warm ice that's coming off Carter and the dry ice form.
You know, that's the one positive. You know, he does 93 yards on 10 carries. So, you know, he's got a 9-yard average, which is very impressive. You know, one of the bright spots there. We've got to find some rhythm and routine, and the Blue Demons have just got to put it together. As Coach Staten said, you know, we've got to block like we've got shoulders on her. We've got to tackle like we've got arms.
Owen Adler says, let's go Blue. We want to hear from you on this foggy football Friday night over here in Osceola. And the sound of it, it's not as foggy over in Albia. That's according to John Flattery, but he's probably in hiding someplace with the Looties, not hidden away. But the teams are back on the field. Let's get a quick scoring update as we come back for the opening kickoff of the second half, and we'll get to your next stop. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
Quick scoring update has the Royals now up 2-0, top of the sixth inning. The Royals are still at bat, by the way. Also, we did get that CMB Centerville score in. Maybe they're having trouble, too. CMB 14, Centerville 0 at the half. Back to you.
All right, halftime here, Albia 6. Clark is nothing, and tight football game, man. I'll tell you what, Cousin Eddie, you know, if you want to be the spoiler, this is you've got yourself right in the right place if you're the Indians.
On Clark, I'd be saying, hey, I got nothing to lose here, everything to win here. You know, go out there and play like my last game and go have fun.
And, T, that's what they did. They started in that first drive. It was fourth down in, inside their own 30-yard line, and they came right out, and they went for it on fourth down.
You know, a little confidence goes a long way, you know, and they've got a lot of it right now. You know, they look at this, you know, top 10-ranked team in the state, and, they're only down by 6 points.
Christian, this is a big right here, this opening drive of the second half. Albia really needs to come out and flex his muscle offensively and put some points up on the board.
Yeah, you got to come up fired out, ready to play the game. You got to set the tone right here. You got to say, this is the line. I'm going to go out here, and we're going to play our best, and we're going to show them what Blue Demon football is actually all about.
That is your Tharp Funeral Home Wireless 1, 2, and 3 mics right here from Osceola on this foggy football Friday night. And guys, I did not get the call, but evidently there must have been a penalty at the halftime break or coming out of it.
Yeah, I don't think Clark was on the field in time.
Oh. Wow. So on the kickoff, this is a 15-yard penalty. This is a must be a personal foul type of issue. And Clark will have to kick from their own 25-yard line. Albia back deep on our People State Bank kickoff. Ready, set, go. Their new mobile app from People State Bank, and we're about ready to kick this thing off for the second half. Albia, 6-0 lead. We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Coke Garage is cooking some s'mores right now, and we're heading out on our next stop. And this is not in the forest, but it's near some woods. And that might be a part of their name. Here comes your People State Bank kickoff. High kick into the fog, fielded at the 30-yard line. Albia with the football, running over the right side. Matt Baker. Baker has the running room. Albia across the 40, 35, 30. A foot race down the sideline into the fog and into the end zone goes Matt Baker, the touchdown maker on your People State Bank kickoff return. Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home touchdown. And Matt Baker hit that corner, hit the fog, and the vapor that was down that sideline wasn't moisture. That was Matt Baker, the touchdown maker.
You know, in that play, they do that handoff, fake handoff, and it's always very deceptive, but it's quintupled there with the fact that it's so much fog. You couldn't see it. And we had the good view of Hunter Weldon, and Big T's down there, saw him coming. Hunter Weldon just puts his hand up as the defender's coming at him. T just had no clue where the ball was.
Had none. I mean, that really wasn't fair. It was that was a great play.
T, you were on this side where the and you just lost Baker for a moment. Once he hit that cloud of fog, he disappeared.
Yeah.
Here is Carter Isley going for two and for the extra point, and Albia, with 13 seconds into the second half, has put 13 points up on 14 points up on the board, and Albia will take a 14-0 lead. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield of Iowa. And
yeah, there was one Indian over on the side trying, and then he got blocked, and he had the whole field to run.
And he disappeared into that fog, and went in for the Blue Demon touchdown. Here is the quarterback going to keep it this time. Met at the line of scrimmage.
Gets by
and squirts away and gets a 6-yard pickup. And boy, that's been a common theme here in this first in the first half, Dan, is that Albie getting their gloves on him, but the Indians able to get away.
Yeah. You know, and that's what we heard from Coach Staten, just not pleased at all that they had him wrapped up that time, but let Brandon Olin slip away there. He's been rotating in and kind of the quarterback, if you will, and there was just a snap to the tailback, really, and then he just runs up the middle, and there's poor tackling on the Blue Demons. Great run by the Clark Indians.
14-0 Albie, 11:15 to go here in this
almost intercepted by Hunter Weldon over there. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm going to call it because I can't see over there. But a pass play over the left side.
Right through the hands.
That hit him right in the numbers.
Ooh. We do. We've got our eighth stop going on here, Jason. You're talking about, you know, you got a clear view. It's on the south and a little bit eastern side of Albion. Mm-hmm.
Southeastern Albion.
Clear view of the Oaks.
Yeah, you would, Dan. That's a very good clue.
You would.
Yeah, see you the would. Oaks. You would if you're there.
You would
see the Oaks.
You would see the Oaks.
11-11 to go here in this third quarter. Albie with a 14-0 lead. Here's a pitch to the left side, and well defended that time.
And well tackled for the Blue Demons. First off, give credit right there to Bryce Leston breaking that up. He came right up that outside linebacker and stuffed the lead blocker coming out his way, just pumped him back, and that allowed the backside of the defense to come to him. And then Bryce also helped finish it off, and the Demons, about three or four of them, with Bryce Leston leading the way, getting that tackle.
Coach Gino Cosgrove, Buckingham, and a bunch of neighborhood kids say, go Blue! Albia with the lead here. Fourth down, six, and they look to punt here. Albia will send one man back deep. Here's a punt, and almost got it blocked. Hunter Weldon fields it at the 50-yard line over to the right side. Special teams play here. Hunter Weldon will be brought down, but not until he gets inside that 35-yard line. I do not know how he fielded that, Cousin Eddie, because that ball disappeared in the fog.
Yeah, I didn't see the ball until he came down and he caught it. I had no idea what it was at.
How big is this second half, guys? You guys were over there next to the coaches when they were talking at halftime. They were not very pleased. They know you do not want to limp into the playoffs. You want to be playing your best football right now.
Yeah, you can definitely see that there was lots of emotion out there that we definitely weren't playing our best and that we definitely need to change some things and make those tackles.
Here's Carter Isley over to the left side. Gets some running room. Pushes forward inside the 30-yard line. Nice surge that time by Carter, the Iceman Isley.
Once again, nice blocking up front, and he takes advantage of it and just runs right up on the left side there between the guard and the tackle. So a good little play there on the Blue Demons. Picks up about 8 yards, it looks like. Again, we should finish up our eighth stop here, get the final clue. Again, it's you would see the Oaks from there. And of course, Jason, that is Oakwood Nursing Home.
Yes, Oakwood Nursing Home. Our next stop on the Cruisin' Loops Treasure Hunt. Again, running with it is Carter, the Iceman Isley. Inside the 15-yard line, took it 11 yards on the carry. Moved those chains. The first Iowa State Bank first down in Albia. Knocking on the door in the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Your local Blue Cross Blue Shield representative with all the chaos. Kind of like the fog setting in here tonight on health care. Give me a call at Summers Insurance and I'll help you sort out the fog that is this health care reform. Dan, I got a text coming in. This is Uncle Mark from Victorville, California. Just tuned in. Thanks to Patty Henderson. Text reminding and telling me about the fog. That's too funny. Players and broadcasters getting lost in the fog. You guys are great. Go Big Blue. Here's Isley over the left side. Catch it up inside the five. Down close to the goal line. Touchdown, Albia.
Matt Baker with the first signal on the touchdown. The officials finally agreed. They can't determine it, so I'll go with them. And that touchdown, Carter Isley.
Carter, the Iceman Isley, in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Send a Pierce Bacher from your home. Touchdown, and Albia scored two touchdowns in the first 2 minutes of this second half.
You know, you mentioned that text from Mark from California. I'm guessing that's Uncle Mark. I'm thinking, isn't that Case Szczesny's?
Well, you know,
I think that's.
It is Case's.
And Case is out there. He's been playing a lot of reps for the last few games. He's out there working center out there, and he's doing a great job. Patty Henderson, I'm making sure Marco got a chance to listen. So you just know your nephew's doing a great job out here tonight, just like we would expect.
Here comes the extra point. Up and high enough, long enough, and off the scoreboard. Good enough. 21-0 Albion. 9:28 to go, third quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
It's that time of year to think about fall cleaning, and Absolute Cleaning Systems can help you with all of it. Absolute can clean your carpets, tile floors, and upholstery, as well as power wash.
The Indians are in punt formation once again. Standing back at his 10-yard line. Here comes the snap. Nearly blocked. And
flag.
The flag comes in. It's going to be fielded at the 42-yard line, and Blake Barrett will be brought down at the 42, but the flag on the play.
Yeah, it was just a bad pursuit angle on coming in there, and so personal foul on the Blue Demons running into the punter. Just did not take the right angle. If you're going to try to block it, you don't go at the player or the leg. You go about 6 inches in front of his leg to try to block it. It's not going to do you any good to hit the kicker, so the punter in that case. And so correctly called, unfortunately, was a personal foul on the Blue Demons. For our ninth stop, Jason.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's get the first clue on our ninth stop. On our ninth stop, your savings are insured by them.
Huh. You can number stop number where?
Number nine.
Okay.
You can trust that your savings are insured by them.
Hmm. Good clue. The penalty on the punt is the running into the punter. And the Indians have a first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Here's the handoff running straight ahead. The little fullback counter play right there. Gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Looked like it's going to turn into something bigger, but the Blue Demons defense comes up with a stop. Cousin A, right now, though, you know, we talk about this over and over again. You don't want to fall into the playoffs. Albie's securely in, but you have really got to tune things up. You've got to be playing your best football going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they came out tonight a little flat, but it seems like since they come out in the second half, they're playing a lot more emotion. It's a lot more lively here on the sideline, and they'll get it done.
6:49 to go, third quarter. Albie with a 21-0 lead. Here's another handoff over that left side. It's one little to no gain. Albie's really, they really have made those right adjustments.
And they have. And the other thing, too, and I think Eddie was kind of getting right to that point as well, is the fact that, you know, with our two platoon system, this is a point where the team start to wear down. You know, Clark does not have a huge roster of players. Most of these guys are going both ways. And, you know, it is a physical game. And as we continue to play, we've seen that game in and game out the last 2 years now, where we just wear the team down over time. And so that's what's, I think, also a play along with better execution on offense and defense.
Third down play here. Quarterback rolls, throws a pattern down the left sideline. And I can't see it. Looked like it was underthrown, but they're going to call it a catch.
Wow.
You have to have him right in front of you, Cousin Eddie. I don't know. It looked like the ball landed on the ground.
No, that wasn't a catch.
Wow. Big T, you're over there too. I did not see that, but they called it a catch all the way to the Albia 38-yard line.
Yeah, no, I'm not over there. I'm over here.
There he is.
Where are you at, T? There he is, Waldo.
Hello.
How do you miss you?
I don't know.
Hey, the fog is starting to part here, guys. Yep. I can actually see the sideline now. Here's the handoff. Met in the backfield. Junior Morales on the carry. Brought down. Boy, if the quarterback had kept that, Dan, that could have been a big play.
Again, Jason, our ninth stop on the tour tonight.
Yeah, where we at? Where we at?
Your savings are insured with them.
Huh. Well, Laura T. and Jody B., they're out on the hunt with all the kids. Keep the hunt on so the guys can hear the game. Go, Big Blue. And your Ankeny fans are listening in, the family of number 83, Brendan Bassett. You're all awesome. Well, you are, too, for having us on this football Friday night. Here's a pass across the middle. INT intercepted going the other way, working upfield, and I can't see who got the INT, but it might be Blake Bear.
That has a magnet for that ball. I tell you, Blake Bear, that's his 10th interception on the season if it stands. Got a flag on the ground there, I think, Jason, but I would imagine that might stand, maybe holding.
No. And that is a legal receiver downfield. Yep. The play will be, the penalty will be declined, yep. And Albie's offense will come back on the field. And here's the question of the night: Who is Cousin Eddie?
I rode over here with him tonight. They let him out of the restrictions for his ankle bracelet have been released a little bit, so he was able to come all the way over here. But it's a question you really don't want to answer.
You ever seen a guy live so much, having being so young, you know, in so many different hobbies? He has an ant farm.
Yeah.
And he's an avid RVer and does RV racing.
Yes, I mean, drives to and races. I mean, if you see his RV on a trailer, you know it's been stolen. You know, it's a working machine there.
Avid clown fan.
Yeah.
Here's a handoff. Carter Isley, a big hole over that right side, and the Indian defensive line disappeared into that fog, and the courtesy of the Albia offensive front big tee, and that's how you move people around.
That's what you got to do. I mean, you got to control the line of scrimmage, and those guys are getting it done now. I mean, I think it goes back to a little bit what Dan was saying, you know, about the warmth of coach's voice there at halftime, and these guys are fired up.
Tricky the Clown checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. He says, there's no trick to you guys is a treasure hunt. Give Cousin Eddie a big hello from Southern Illinois.
Matt Baker on the counter.
Oh, look out. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker down the sidelines. He's not clowning around. He takes it all the way inside the 14-yard line. Counter play there, and it looked like Albie was going one way, and Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, takes it into the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. First and 10 for the Blue Demons.
I want a follow-up clue for those who are having troubles on the ninth stop here. The second clue for the ninth stop. Don't let their name fool you. You can see them any season of the year. Don't let
their
name fool
you. They're not just seasonal, you're saying?
No. Don't let their name fool you. They're there for every season.
Albia with the football. Isley on the carry. Left side, the parting of the Red Sea. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley. Like a dry ice on a cold field, takes it in for a Blue Demon touchdown, and the fog dissipates in time for another Senate Pierce-Bacher funeral home. Touchdown, Albia.
Great job. Again, the line just blowing up holes there on that left side there. And he just basically able just to walk in there. And as he does, boy, the field is starting to clear, which is a relief here. Certainly we're much clearer on the north side now. Just the fog continues to lift and move down. Blue Demons lining up for the PAT. Again, 4:23 left in the third quarter now. Blue Demons have a 27 going for the one, so hopefully get 28-0 after the PAT.
Well, just a few blinks ago, folks, less than 8 minutes ago, Albia had a 6-point lead here. But the extra point is up, high enough, long enough, good enough, and Albia now has a 4-touchdown lead with 4:23 to go in the third quarter. Go Big Blue from John Toops listening in at home. And let's take a quick timeout and come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, and we'll get to our next stop on our treasure hunt. Don't go anywhere.
This is John Pabst, proud Albia Community High School graduate and candidate for Monroe County Attorney. Go Big Blue.
Paid for by the John A. Pabst Campaign Fund.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
One way or another, Albia, getting through the fog tonight on your People State Bank. Kickoff ready, set, go, the new mobile app. And that football goes through the end zone. 4:23 to go here in the third. Albia with a 28-0 lead here, 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. The quarterback rolling back, throws it, and grounding. Here comes a flag, and that's going to be intentional grounding. Albia had him on a sack all the way back to the 14-yard line. And let's run back while they mark off this penalty to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, take it away.
You ask and we deliver. We'll leave you on live so we don't miss any action. Of course, right now we are Albia 21, Clark 0. Pella leads Sheraton 54-0. Royals on top of the Giants 3-0, and I believe that's in the seventh now. Wow. We've got some other games here in progress. Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont up 52-26 in the third quarter on top of Columbus Junction. Also, Iowa City Regina pounding Pella Christian 62-14. They're both in the playoffs regardless. Also, so is Sigourney Keota. They win tonight, or they're going to. Late in the fourth, 41-6 on top of West Marshall. Let's go back to you guys.
Hey, Without any prompting, let me see if I can get this right the second time. Summers Insurance and Sage Point Financial.
That is good. How'd you do
that? Took me a while. I remember when Patty answers the phone. She always says it so clear and does a great job.
Well, she says it much clearer than I do.
Well, much clearer than I did, and I forgot it the
Summers
first time.
Summers Insurance, Sage Point Financial.
Yeah, and I was going to follow it up with, this is Patty, but because that's the way I'm used to hearing it.
Fourth down here. And the fog again settling back in. It kind of cleared off for a second. 28-0 Albia. Indians punt from their own end zone. A spiral punt down the sideline. Picked up by Bear. Bear sidesteps the defender, trying to get to the right side. Has a touchdown blocking wall if he can get to that corner. And will be brought down. And there's a flag coming in late here. Great. Boy, nearly got that corner there.
Gordon Witt with the tackle did a great job pursuing Blake Bear. I thought maybe Blake would get the corner. Again, we do got a flag. The officials are going to sort it out here.
Well, while they're sorting that out, Dan, we have missed on whether or not Joe Mill or Jay Mill at the back of the board, did they ever find the money that was hidden by Flattery? Did he keep it?
No, I don't think we've. I don't think anybody found that at the Mac Center.
Where was that?
I didn't mean to give it away.
Hey,
John, what's the? Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's to the point where it should have been found. It's the Morton Activity Center.
John said in his very John Flattery way, I love the Blue Demons more than the Indians.
Right.
Now, it took a little bit, and then you don't want to wrestle with that clue.
Right. So Morton and wrestling go synonymous.
Yeah, and they have to bring it up here to get their cash, so there's only one piece of claim paper, so they got to bring it up here, and it's not claimed yet. And we're ready to give away some more cash, so,
that's why I thought we ought to move on. Let's get that one out there.
First down here in 10 for the Blue Demons at the 20-yard line after the penalty mark off Albia. It was a penalty on the Indians. Here's a running play over the left side. Moving forward is Carter Isley, and he has a first Iowa State Bank first down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first down goal to go for the Blue Demons.
Nice job there, and he just kept his feet turning and moving there, and it got kind of chipped and hit a little bit, but not enough to knock a big man like Carter Isley down, and so kept moving and got the chains in there. Mings up first and goal with the ball on the 9, so Blue Demons, again, are really on a quick march here with short field to try to get another score and go up by maybe 35.
We got more cash to give away here. Yep. We'll get another hint here in a second. Here's Carter Isley towards the goal line. Spins around.
Touchdown.
Falls down.
Yes,
touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley. On the Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Send a Piercebacher funeral home. Touchdown, and Albia with the 34-point lead here. And, Dan, a chance to make this a running clock football game.
It is. And with that, let's go ahead and go to that 10th clue here, and then we'll go to Joe for the other cash clue. The 10th stop now. We just got done with Summers Insurance and Sage Point Financial. This is Patty. I'm sorry, that's my ad on there. And this is absolutely our last stop.
It is.
It's absolute our last stop.
It is, Dan. That's just it. But we got more cash hidden, too. We got to find out if John Flattery got that extra cash hidden. And no one's claimed the money that's a Mac Center. Here comes your extra point. The kick is high enough, long enough, and good enough, and running clock enough for Albia to take a 35-0 lead, 2:25 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back with your next cash clue on this Football Friday night.
Have you test-driven the New Holland T7 Series tractors at Bowser Equipment in Albia? Brute power never felt so good. 8 models range from 100 to 195 PTO horsepower with a leading selection of transmissions, including CVT or full power shift transmissions. All with the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in the business with the award-winning Sidewinder 2 armrest controls. Bowser Equipment in Albia invites you to stop by for a New Holland T7 Series tractor test drive. Brute power never felt so good.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
35-0 here, running clock. The People's State Bank kickoff goes out of bounds, and the Indians will get it at the 35-20. That went out of the end zone. Let's get your next clue. Now, don't forget, folks, you got to take your card after you get to all about five. Third down, let's call it 13 of the 23-yard line, 1:15 to go in the third quarter, 35-0 Albia.
Again, our 10th stop on tonight's 10th and final stop.
This is kind of a tough one,
it is, Dan, a tough one. Because
absolutely the last one.
It's absolute the last stop that you want to get. And for those who maybe know who we're talking about but don't know where we're talking about, let's see, how can we reference that? This would be, how do I want to say it, Jason? I need help here.
Well,
I don't want to give it away.
The place, it took over a business, the location.
You could see clearly through. They
would help make sure you could see through things.
Yes, you could see clearly through them.
And this location. But it is absolutely, folks, it is the absolute last stop tonight. And you got to get there because you need all 10 stops on your card to turn in. To be a part of the winnings that will take place tomorrow as we draw out the treasure hunt winners. 18 seconds to go here. The Blue Demons have gotten the Indians into a fourth down and seven here from the 23-yard line of Clark Abbey with a 35-0 lead here. And the Indians are going to go for it. Big C, his defensive backs tonight got one INT, but I know they want more. Here's a fade pattern. This one's up for grabs, nearly intercepted and almost complete as
Landon,
well.
Landon Hermson getting some reps in there tonight, so nice job out of him. Almost had that good jump out of him to get that. So our absolute 10th stop is now in the location that could help you see clearly through things.
World Series score, 3-2 Royals, top of the seventh.
Ooh,
coming in.
San Fran's put two up. It was 3-0.
That's
the end of the third quarter, Jace, with the Blue Demons on top, 35-0.
All right, we got to get your last stop here, your 10th stop tonight on your Scoop 'em Up treasure hunt. It's absolute the last stop, but we'll come right back with another cash clue when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football.
How many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Although it's tempting to keep plugging devices into power strips, it's not safe. An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Around your home, keep safety top of mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
What comes to your mind when you think about insurance? Do you get excited like that feeling when you get a new purse or pair of shoes? Probably not. Insurance is not the most exciting thing in the world to talk about, but it is one of the most important decisions you can make. Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Service in Albia makes speaking the insurance language easy for our clients and also offers a large array of insurance services from auto, home, health, life to investments and annuities. Ready to feel at peace of mind when it comes to insurance? Contact Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Service in Albia.
After the quarter break, fourth quarter, Albia out in front, 35-0 here, running clock as we open this fourth quarter, and Albia with the football heading to the south here. And I think this time they'll have to head north to Albia to get to the next stop, Dan. North of the square. On our last stop on the treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Albia with the football. Second down here. Flag comes in.
Blake Barry has taken over quarterbacking, so a lot of subs coming in here. We try to get the names mentioned as we see them. And it still is a little difficult on the south end zone here.
We want to hear from you on this football, Frey, and I want to see pictures of our treasure hunters, 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Albia calls timeout. And, Dan, one more clue before we go to the commercial break.
Well, let's go. We're on the 10th stop. Again, when we get done here and you got all 10 of your spots filled, please go back to the radio station, turn in your gift, your treasure map, because that will enter you in a drawing for tomorrow for a very big gift basket, which are a lot of prizes from all the sponsors we've had tonight. Again, the clues on the 10th stop was this is absolute our last clue. Occupying a former business that could help you see clearly through things. And it's on the north side of, north of the square. Not north side, but north of the square.
North of the square. You got to go north of the square.
And then let's go to Joe Millage. We've also got cash floating around out there that needs to be claimed. Joe, you've got a second clue for us and want to remind us of the first clue.
Well, the first one, guys, was membership has its privileges. Honk for the Blue Demons. And if you want to find some green, I would pay attention to that clue. Don't get teed off on me, on you guys. I mean, come on. Work with this one, for crying out loud.
Uh-huh. We're trying.
Those are great clues.
Yeah.
So good that that's awesome.
Membership has its privileges. Yes.
Honk.
Honk.
Honk four.
Might find green.
Green. I think green.
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 Oh,
green.
Is it green?
Green. Oh, no, green
Lord.
Color.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Well, what color is that?
Clean the fog out of his ears.
You better watch your...
He would say it's green collar.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Most of us would say green color.
That's right.
Green collar.
There's also been some text going around with the clown pictures on it. I'm not sure where the originator was of that.
That's a summer's family reunion.
That's Tricky the Clown. Here's a pitch. And who's that running back here, guys?
Trevor Cromery.
Good for him.
Trevor Cromery in there running the ball. Also see Tyler Madison getting some time reps in there, which is appropriate for our 10th clue.
Yeah, sure is.
Tyler Madison running.
Has a connection there, doesn't
it? Yes.
And their location, this is the last stop, number 10. And remember, you've got to bring the completed treasure map, all 10 stops, to the north side of the Abbey Square, where Jack and Johnny Flattery will be with the KIIC Cruiser to pick those up. We'll have some drawings in the morning. And you get teed. Well, oh, yeah, I have it now. I do. Well, you know, I do know where this is at. Let's go, Big Blue, from Logan Cadell in Sheraton. Glad to have you along, Logan, on this Football Friday night.
Just a reminder, folks, get done with the game. We've got our post-game locker room show. We'll want to stay tuned with us. We'll go through our predictions and prognostications of the playoff picture. There are so many facts and variables, and nobody knows who you're playing against necessarily. And we'll do our best to kind of go through that.
Here's the counterplay running straight ahead, number 45, and we got to go to our
Cole Sinclair.
Attaboy, Cole Sinclair on the touchdown, Albia. In a power eye formation, gave it to the Cole Sinclair and the parting of the Red Sea. Nice job of blocking up front and a great run there by Cole Sinclair, Cousin Eddie, to get another Albia touchdown.
Yeah, I like the formation. It was a power eye double tight and nice job by the line. Just power football.
You know, the sophomore getting his first varsity touchdown. So good job out of Cole Sinclair. You know, we talk about the people making sure they turn in their treasure maps so they can get eligible for the drawing tomorrow as you're doing the Coach's Corner show out at Community First Credit Union. The reason you want to get in on that, PAT is good for the Blue Demons. Makes now the score 42-0 with 10:35 in the fourth. But Jason, as I was saying, the reason you want to get that treasure map turned in and eligible, the prizes we have in that gift basket tomorrow, there's a from Heritage Creek Dental. It's a Sonic toothbrush, $160 value that they've provided. Hardee's was a stop on tonight. They're giving a $25 gift card. Cindy's Beauty Hut came in a $25 gift card.
As a pie.
If I have to read, it's tough. I can just do it naturally, but reading's tough. Hy-Vee's got a $50 gift card that they're giving away. First Iowa State Bank has a $25 cash and a cooler bag. Jim and Charlie's will give a $50 gift card. Community First Credit Union, $10 iTunes card and headphones. Oakwood's got a nice gift basket they're going to add to the gift basket that I'm already reading off, so that'll be a double bonus there. Summers Insurance and Sage Point Financial, this is Patty, will give us We'll give a $25 cash, so that will certainly help. That's, again, how they're helping to save on your premiums right there. And can we go ahead on our 10th stop? That away if you haven't figured out. That's Absolute Cleaning Systems, which is located at the former Albia Glass Company building on the north part of town, just past the underpass. And they have a variety of gifts that they will add to that gift basket.
Here's a kickoff return by the Indians out across midfield and still on his way inside the 40-yard line. No quit on the return by the Indians. And they'll take it all the way down to the Albia 37-yard line. And
You know, and that, we talk about subs coming. That's the normal kickoff team. We don't have a backup unit for that. And so that's a great return out of the Indians there to bring that all the way in.
Here is another puzzling question of the night from our listeners. If Dan Stocker was a tree, what kind of a tree would he be?
What, am I interviewing for a job now?
Well, they wondered who Cousin Eddie was. Well, what kind of a tree would he be, Cousin Eddie?
A pine.
Oh, no. I'd be an
soft
oak.
Wood?
I'd be an oak.
Dogwood.
I'd be an oak. So.
Hey, what was that, Christian?
I'm turning his mic off. See how this works, Christian? Go ahead and scream it.
Nope. I got one.
Big T.
Sapling.
Christian thinks an ass.
Sort of sapling.
I'm a mighty oak. Don't kid yourself, boys.
Here's a running play over the right side, running inside the 30-yard line, a gain of about 7 yards for the Indians after the kickoff. Albie with a 42-0 lead, running clock here, but it was a tight one going into the halftime break, guys. 6-0, Albie with the lead at halftime break, and T, the way Albie came back in the second half, and that kickoff return really set the tone for the Blue Demons.
They did. They needed that, you know, right from the get-go in the second half, you know, got them fired up, I'm sure. You know, coach got him fired up at halftime too, and you can just see it the rest of this half.
Second down and three here. Don't forget, once you get your 10 stamps or 10 stickers, get your way to. Here's a fumble on the play. The ball is loose, and it looks like the Indians are going to come back up with it, and that'll make it third down and five from the Albie 34-yard line. Indians with a football. Albie with a 42-0 lead. But don't forget to take those treasure hunt maps back to the north side of the square. Johnny Flattery will have the KIC cruiser out there to collect the the finished maps.
And again, that 10th and final stop was Absolute Cleaning Systems at the former Albia Glass Company location, north of Albia off of Highway 5, just past the underpass. And after this next play, we're going to get one more clue for our cash prize that's out there. I'll go to Joe here after this play. Nice little counter play
nice
coming
big
underneath.
Breaks
big
right center. He's on his way towards the goal line. Gordon Witt on a counter play. Literally ran over an Albie player that had slipped on the ground and takes it in for the touchdown. And, Christian, one thing about this Indian team, they came tonight to really play football, and they gave Albie a test in that first half. And there's no quit out of this Indian team.
Yeah, no, they're still playing. They're the same way they played in the first half. And they've been bouncing off guys, and he broke a tackle there and ran straight into the end zone.
You know, I don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know, Stocker. Our listeners are helping us figure out what kind of a tree Dan is. And here's a extra point attempt that is blocked by the Blue Demons. No good. And is it no good, or are they going to redo it? .758 to go in the ball game. Albia 42. Clark is with six up on the board. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You listen to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Go Big Blue. Let's score another touchdown, and let's score one for all of Monroe County by electing Albia grad John Papps County Attorney Tuesday, November 4th. Paid for by the John Papps Campaign Fund.
Take your shopping list to Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. You'll save on Hormel chili with beans, just two for $3. There's a super buy on Campbell's Chunky Soups, they're two for $3. There's a super buy on Kraft Mac and Cheese Dinners, five for $5. And Kraft Velveeta Cheese Slices in 12-ounce packages are two for $5. You'll find savings. Take your shopping list to Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods.
Welcome back, everyone. 42-6, the Indians put some points up on the board. Albia with the lead and a running clock. Well, if they would have got two, Dan, that would have been big for them.
Yep.
Actually, this, yeah, but Albie's blocked the extra point. Somebody really wants me to read what they're sending here, what kind of tree.
That's not even a real tree.
It's not a real tree.
Madam or sir. And I'm being generous there.
Anyway, Cousin Eddie, kickoff team right here, another chance to get it some points, and I love watching these guys go out on special teams.
Yeah, it looks like the fog's starting to dissipate a little bit. That's a big word for you, Dan.
Nice. I like that one.
Yeah, show off.
Got the hands team in there up front, too. All the guys are looking for a potential onside kick here.
You know, from a guy that likes to clown around, Cousin, that's pretty solid.
I got his mic turned on for a second. I'm sorry about that.
Here's an onside kick, and it's going to be fielded by the Blue Demons. They'll cover it up at the 47-yard line of Albion.
Brendan Bassett with the recovery there. So good job by the Blue Demons not to just turn and run back to block, but looking for that onside kick.
And again, we've finished our treasure hunt. The last stop was Absolute Clean Systems, and they are located in the old Albion Glass building. And you need to be taking your cards up to the Albia Square. And John Flatter will be there to collect the cards. And boy, how about this pitcher coming in? Beautiful group of young people. And, oh, look at that beautiful face. It reminds me a lot of her mother. My beautiful princess, Special K, and Kayleen Minders, and Gracie Webker on the treasure hunt tonight. Hi, guys. John Toops says he is a weeping willow tree. Uh-huh. Very good, John. You won yourself a Summers Insurance. Here comes the blue T-shirt. Stop by the KIC studio on Monday, and we'll have one for you. That was the magnanimous. That's magnanimous. Magnanimous.
Tim, getting scoring updates, too. Trying to go skip ahead here a little bit to some playoff predictions a little bit. Scoring update from Owen Haberman, and you possibly, we don't know, but possibly we could play the third seed from District 5, which is a good game right now. Mid Prairie and Mediapolis are playing each other, and right now Mid Prairie had the lead on them 6-0, but Mediapolis just scored a touchdown. They're up 7-6 now, I think, if I'm reading it right. So we could have the loser of that game. So either one's within the 125-mile distance. And there's only 55 seconds left in the game. So if that score holds up, Mid Prairie would go to the third seed, and that's a possible contender for us to play. Certainly geography where they're located, especially on their other options they might have. There's not a whole lot in the state that they could go that's within 125 to play a two seed.
There was timeout on the field.
We also have Touchdown Tuesdays again this week, coming up. Albia and Centerville locations at Wash and Go.
Get your car cleaned up for a big football game on Wednesday night.
And the code this week, I'm going to get this play in here up the middle, nothing going there, so the tackle for the on the Blue Demons maybe might have lost just a yard there. The code this week, and Joe, correct me if I've got it down wrong, but 8383.
That's right.
8383 is our code on Tuesday. You can get $3 off an automatic car wash at the Wash and Go in Albia and Centerville locations.
Dan might be a weeping willow, but Jason is a poplar tree. Daryl Schofield checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a quick pitch trying to get to the right side. Comrie picks it up, puts it his shoulders down, and picks up a nice gain of about 8, maybe 9 yards on that second down carry.
And Joe, I think we still have some cash floating around out there. You got another clue for us, buddy?
We got another $50, but I don't have a clue. I'm sorry, I don't have a clue. Hey, I did just want to mention, though, you know, it's the World Series. The Kansas City Royals are up 3-2 on San Francisco. And I'll bet, as fellow broadcasters, that you guys would love to be broadcasting from a baseball press box. Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Back to you guys. Back to you.
Uh-huh. He doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
That's not surprising. Bear being brought down, a sack all the way back to the 40-yard line. Blake had rolled back to set things up, had a receiver streaking down the sidelines. And Blake Bear in at quarterback here, Spider-Man, gets sacked back to the 43-yard line. A large loss there. I'll tell you what, see, he's going to be our quarterback next year. At least that is the way it looks. He's quite the athlete, got a strong arm. He's going to be really good for Albion.
Such an athlete. He can play anything, really, but he does have that exceptional strong arm, and he's been doing it since he was, ever since I can remember. Yep. And he knows all the plays that that we have, and he's ran them in practice. So I do expect him to probably be the quarterback next year, and he's looking good out there.
I got a timeout on the field. Blue Demons looking at a long fourth down play here, 4th and 16 from their own 42-yard line. So it'll be a long play coming. Again, we got another cash clue out there. We, not only Joe, we don't have a clue, that's for sure. But we'd sure be loving to be broadcasting from a baseball press box.
I'd rather broadcast from a football press box, but have the weather of baseball on a Friday night.
All right.
No, I'm not. 6:17 to go. Here's a punt bouncing inside the 30. Hops takes an Albia bounce, rolls inside the 20-yard line. A good punt there by the Blue Demons, and that is where the Indians will take over. And is there any more prizes for money? The one at the country club was found. And yes, yes, we've hidden some more money. John Flattery has hidden some more money.
Again.
And, yeah, we don't
have no clue. Not so subtle clue, but we'd love to be in a baseball press box right now.
Hmm. Here you go. Guys, along the way, this nice contingent of Albia fans show up tonight, Big T, to root on their Blue Demons in the second half, no disappointment.
That's right. You know, the thing that about the Blue Demon fans, man, they travel everywhere. It's awesome.
5:50 to go in the ball game. Running clock here. Here's a handoff in the backfield, running to the right side, trying to get some running room. And, Dan, this second team defense really doing a good job of holding up there and little to no gain.
Yeah, doing a good job of swarming, and you really get in there. Just a lot of young guys and a lot of sophomores getting some time in there, some reps, along with a few seniors to kind of help lead and guide them. And so it's nice to see them get their reps in there. And, again, you never know when their number might be called, and if not this year, certainly coming into next year. And one of the names I just see is Cody Hyman in there going to doing a good job, and Tyler Dyson in there at the linebacker position. And so getting some good snaps in there out of some of these guys. And, again, I'll try to get you their names as much as I can see them.
42-6 Albia, 5:13 to go in the ball game. Here's the quarterback is going to hand it off, running straight ahead. This one breaking free on his way, a foot race, and it's going to be won by the Indians all the way down for the touchdown. His second big gainer, Gordon Witt, on his second touchdown of the night, and this one goes nearly 81 yards on the carry by Gordon Witt. Touchdown for the Indians, and the running clock is no more.
Yeah, just a good counterplay run up underneath. There's Witt. We've seen him run hard all night long. Just took it right up the middle. Had a nice little crease with the counter, and got the interior of the defense off balance there. And he just ran north and south right to the goalpost.
Boy, I'll tell you what, T, that was a big hole opened up there by the Indians. And that kid's an outstanding athlete. He was down the field in no time.
That was a big hole, you know, for being, I mean, he's a pretty good-sized kid, too, but very quick. Outran all of our guys.
Go Big Blue. Congrats to the cross country going to state from the Maddies. And congratulations, Coach Todd Ratliff. He's going to join us in the morning at the coach's corner along with the coaches. And we'll set up our opponent for Wednesday night.
You know, he'll talk more about that tomorrow, and he certainly has more specifics than I do. But as I understand it, at the regionals there yesterday, there were four ranked teams, all ranked higher than Albia, and only the top three teams advanced. And Albia actually got second overall, so was able to get there with some really high-quality opponents. And then you got to tip your hat to the individuals. And Jordan Winkie, just a sophomore, she ran just an incredible race and won that the girls' side just going away. Nobody was even challenging her. And then Colton Dorpinghaus, four-time conference champion, first time in Albia and conference history that we've had a four-time conference champion, and then he goes and follows that up by qualifying for state as the champion in the boys' side as well. And again, he ran a race that just wasn't even being challenged at the end, you know, so it's just very strong and confident running out of those two, as well as the whole boys' team.
Both of them made history. Colton, four times a conference, that is a conference record, and that one won't be beaten,
right.
And school record, four-time conference champion. And then Jordan Winkie last night, the first ever female runner from Albia to win a state qualifying meet en route to qualifying for the state meet, which is going to be on the 1st of November. And Coach Ty Raffler texting in and giving me all the details. And also the Blue Demons and Colton Dorpinghaus upset three ranked teams to place runner-up as a team. And, wow, that's just awesome.
Yeah, no, it was a great effort by the whole team. An onside kick again may not go 10 yards, but
Abby's going to recover it.
Yep. I think that's a good call instead of letting that ball dribble to the 10-yard mark. Good recovery there. So the Blue Demons will take over just inside the 50 of Osceola, so about the 48.
See, you got a lot of guys getting some minutes tonight, and that's – it's gonna, you know, we're gonna need everybody as we go into the playoffs. So the depth that we talk about is so important, and to have quality depth and to get all these guys minutes as they've done all season long, real important.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely want to get these, especially these younger guys, some reps. So next year, we'll be seeing a lot of these guys. So it's good to get these reps for these younger guys. And they're moving the ball. We scored one touchdown with them, so they look good. Just work on some little things in this offseason, and this next year, we're going to have just as good as a team.
Albia with the football, second down and eight here, 42-13. Clark has scored 13 straight points here on the Blue Demons. Couple of big plays by Jordan Witt. One of about 40 yards, and last 181-yard carry by Witt. Here's the counter play running with it straight ahead on the left side, inside the 45, down to the 41-yard line. Dan,
I think that was Tyler Dyson, I think 45, wasn't it, that came up? So I think Tyler Dyson getting the touch there. Nice little run out of him.
See, lots just of really short of the good young players in our program.
Yeah, I mean, they just keep coming and coming, you know. It's cool.
Third down play here for the Blue Demons. Albie on the march here with a 42-13 lead. Here's the handoff running ahead, pushing his way forward. Gets inside the 40. Dan looks might be about a yard, maybe two short of that first down marker.
Yeah, it was. It was a good hard run. Really leaned into it, and I'm trying to try and grab that number. And indeed, it was Kyle Sennett on the run there. And so pushed himself as hard as he could, but he came just a yard short there. Long yard, so it'll be fourth and one.
Heritage Creek Dental, Hardy's, Cindy's, Butte-Head, Hy-Vee, First Iowa State Bank, Jim and Charlie's, Community First, Oakwood, Summers Insurance, Absolute Cleaning Systems, your 10 stops tonight on our treasure hunt. And don't forget to take those treasure maps to the north side of the square where Jack and Johnny is there to gather them up. And then we'll draw some names out for some prizes tomorrow on our coach's corner. Fourth down and seven here after the five-yard mark off a penalty on Albia.
Yeah, just a little procedure penalty there, so the Blue Demons have a little more work to do here going for it with Blake Bear again under center quarterbacking.
Offset eye formation. Bear, quick pitch to the right side, trying to get to the corner. Cutting it upfield and running inside the 40-yard line, but coming up about a yard or two short. He'll figure that out. You've got to keep bouncing that to the outside. It was starting to set up. But, you know, it looks like a lane's opening up on the inside, but the patience will build, and he'll get that down. Good-looking runner there, Trevor Cromeroy.
Yeah, just got to be a little more patient on the run there. And he'll like I said, that's just the timing and just getting the reps, which is good to see him getting tonight. So Clark will take over on downs with 3:16 in the game. Demons up time, 42-13.
Ever get that money found, that money that we didn't have a hint for?
A little confusion out on the offensive side for Clark, so they're going to call a timeout. Again, we've had three different money stops. First one was the Morton Activity Center, which I believe that one was claimed.
Did they get the Country Club one?
And then the Country Club I thought we had.
Yeah, and then the other one, we didn't have a hint to it.
We don't have a clue.
No clue, but I think Joe was wanting us to go.
Say that again, Joe. I missed that.
Hole four. Oh, yeah, that makes sense now. Four at the Country Club. I didn't get teed off, and I didn't see green there. And, yeah, I get it now.
I'll confess.
It's as clear as this football field. Cousin Eddie, you got
one.
That now, don't you, buddy?
That was tough for me. He's on.
You still there, Cousin Eddie?
Hi, I've been here in the fog.
But, yeah, the last one, if we weren't here, we would certainly enjoy broadcasting from a baseball press box.
I got some T-shirts to give away. We'll be in the giving mood tonight. Here's a handoff running over the way. Junior Morales picks up a couple of yards, and that is it. 3:05 to go in the ball game. 42-13. It's kind of a weird night, T. The fog set in, really got the hard to see the field. Albie got a really slow start, only led 6-0 at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, you would think this was like straight out of the Twilight Zone or something. I mean, it's just really weird.
Speaking of weird and scary and Twilight Zone, Dan, you and Big T have been spending a lot of time at a scary place on the weekends.
The junior class parents and after helped host the after prom haunted house. We've got two weekends left going tonight. C.D. Kern checked in earlier, said it had a great crowd going tonight, which we kind of expected, and tomorrow should be phenomenal. If you haven't been out, I encourage you to come out. If you've been out, come out again. It just gets better each and every night. characters change, and we're really excited to do that. And it's a nice fundraiser to help support the after prom activities for the kids to keep them safe and secure and have a wonderful night with lots of entertainment, games, and prizes for them. So all the efforts, a lot of people. It's amazing the people that come to this, Jason. They just really help fund that.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my girls who just got home from the Treasure Hunt. They had a good time. Gracie Webker staying the night with Miss Kinnick, the Princess Summers, and they're getting ready to make some mini pizzas. We'll save your dad some because here's a pass down the sideline, incomplete. Clark on the march here across to Albia's 50-yard line, and with it first and 10, make that second 10 after the incompletion at the 47 of Albia. 2:34 to go in the ball game, 42-13. And Dan, rumor has it we have a winner.
Yeah.
Becky
Tino.
Hey, good job, Becky.
Wins the $50 cash, so she was able to secure that one.
I love our smart.
And that was the one out from the baseball press box at the sports complex. So very much able to figure out our little cleverness, if you will.
Fumble on the play and recovered by the Indians. I'll give away a Summers Insurance T-shirt to the person who can text me the number of stops that we went to tonight on our treasure hunt. You'll win a Summers Insurance T-shirt. Here's a handoff running straight ahead, and Albia's defense right there to smother that up. Good interior line play there by the Blue Demons.
Yeah, very good job by the Blue Demons, really starting to adjust and get a feel for it. Cody Hyman, initial one on the hit there, as well as Tyler Dyson in there helping as well on the DN spot. So, and then Cole Sinclair in the middle backer. So a lot of good help in there. Guys are really taking advantage of their snaps that they're getting in here. Cody's just a sophomore along with Tyler Dyson as well, so and Sinclair. So sophomore's getting some reps.
Oh, nearly intercepted. Trevor Cromwell had set back into pass coverage.
I think that was Bryce McKim.
It was.
Bryce McKim, excuse me, yes. So he sat on that, and the sophomore going to get in there and almost had the interception.
Well, Kylie Adler has won. She got it right. 10 stops tonight. Kylie Adler, the winner of our first Summers Insurance T-shirt. And Albia gets the football back on the turnovers of downs. And we'll have another giveaway here. Summers Insurance, here comes a blue T-shirt. But Kylie Adler has won the first one here. 1:42 to go, 42-13 Albia with the lead here. Here's a counter play, a little mix-up in the backfield, and that goes for naught. We'll wait for the indication. Ball came loose for a moment there. Boy, the texts are coming in fast and
furious. I was going to say, what is going on
over
there?
That's great. Everybody wants to win a T-shirt. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. If you can give me, in your text, with your name, text me one, I will give a T-shirt away to each person who can come up with a name of one of the stops tonight. And the first person with each place, each of the 10 stops, if you put their text, the name of the business we stopped to, your name, of course, then the first person to get each place right will get a T-shirt, courtesy of Summers Insurance.
Blake Bear with the quarterback, Keith, there, faked the handoff up the middle, did a nice job putting the ball on his hip. That's something we've seen Luke Sarver do very effectively, and Blake showing that he also has worked really hard on that discipline on how to do that play, and was able to pick up about 3 or 4 yards. That brings up a 3rd and 5 for the Blue Demons. Again, the clock is running under a minute now, 40 seconds left in the contest with the Blue Demons on top, 42-13. We're going to try to probably get one more playoff here with the play clock.
Clock running out on the Indian season. Albia will hold on here, get the win. Here's a little running play. Cole Sinclair, who has a touchdown already on the left side, carries it for the first down. Nice carry there for Cole Sinclair.
Also, I want to remind people, too, we talk about the Haunted House. For those of the younger ones or those maybe a little skittish, not sure about going to Haunted House, we have a special lighted version of it tomorrow at 5:30 to 6:30. Still meet at the high school. Take the bus out there. We'll have the lights on in the rooms. There will be no characters scaring you. And we'll just talk about what we do out there and get people acclimated to it. I know it was a great way for me. My youngest son we brought out there several years ago, and it really kind of helped him to understand how much fun they can be, and it's a fun thing to do. And he's a regular every year now because of that. So if you got someone that kind of maybe thinks about it, but they're not sure about the full-on features, because it can be a little daunting and intimidating. fighting with the lights and the goblins and ghouls and everything. The lighted version sure would be a good one. And again, that's tomorrow at 5:30 to 6:30. And then the regular haunted house will go on from 7 to 11.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Remember, I'm giving away a t-shirt to the first person to text each of the 10 businesses we went to tonight on our treasure hunt. And we'll give away a t-shirt to each person that gets the answer first. Let's take a quick timeout. Big T, Cousin Eddie, Christian, and Big D will come back and we'll wrap things up here and get our perspective on tonight's game and set things up for a really big Wednesday night as Albie moves into the playoffs. The final score here, 42-13. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and MediaCom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC, hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
All right, back in the Friday Night Lights studio and the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. As, again, Albia wins it tonight big time over Clark, but you wouldn't have thought that at the end of the first half. It was 6-0. Albia on top of Clark, but Albia wins big tonight. Let's go back there in just a little bit. Before we do that, let's look at the rest of Class 2A District 7, where at the last report, we had CMB up on Centerville 14-0. Davis County wins tonight in a final 25-13, and it was North Polk with a victory tonight over PCM, a pair of 3-2 teams. That is not final, actually. Let me just clarify that. That is not final. And an update here on CMB has Collins Maxwell Baxter 30, Centerville 0, and that is at the end of the game. It looks like that says 0 running clock there. So, all right, let's continue down the road here. Pella beats Sheraton big tonight, 54-0 in a final. The Chargers out of playoff contention. Pella, the number one ranked team in the state in Class 3A with a big win over Sheraton at Reynolds Field. They had some problems tonight, I guess, with the sprinkler system there at Reynolds Field. Made things quite messy. Carlisle with a victory tonight over Oskaloosa, 45-0. Oski made it to the playoffs last year, will not see playoff play this year. Again, Carlisle wins 45-0. Knoxville hasn't been to the playoffs since 1990. And they lose tonight to Norwalk, but are still guaranteed in. Norwalk wins 45-28 over Knoxville, but the Panthers in the playoffs for the first time since 1990. Seidel with a loss tonight over East Marshall, 34-20. Also, it was Eddyville in a final. They win big tonight over CJ, Columbus Junction, 60-26. Pella Christian loses to Iowa City Regina, 63-14. And it was Sigourney Keota in a final over West Marshall, 48-14. All right, let's move over to Class A, District 6, where Lone Tree gets the victory over New London, 49-20, and it was Van Buren, 46, Cardinal, 13. Pekin, perfect on the season at 7-0, Now 8-0 beats Winfield Mount Union tonight, 43-6. That's a final peeking on their way back into the playoffs. Class A, District 7 has Montezuma and BGM going head-to-head tonight, a pair of 6-0 teams. Montezuma, the Braves win tonight 27-7 with a perfect season after their victory tonight. Linville Sully, 26, Belle Plaine, 6 at the halftime break. And a final here as North Mahaska wins their last game of the season and goes 2-5. They win 13-6. Some other scores. This is 8-man football. Had Twin Cedars beating Harmony 70-0. Melchior Dallas big over Mormon Trail tonight 72-34. And it was Wayne 79, Lamoni 46. That's a final as well. And a final here with Moravia defeating Seymour 58-6. Class 4A, District 6, Cedar Rapids, Washington, 56, Burlington, 13. That's late in that one. And a game we're keeping a very close eye on because it has playoff implications for the Bulldogs of Ottumwa. Iowa City High, 42, Muscatine, 49. If Muscatine wins this one, the Bulldogs are in the playoffs. So the Bulldogs needing some help tonight from Muscatine, and right now they're up 49-42. With 2 minutes and 34 seconds left in this ball game. Again, Muscatine needs to win this one for the Bulldogs to be in the playoffs. The Bulldogs, by the way, lose to Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight 48-0 on the road. Some other schools of interest has Fairfield ahead at last report over Clear Creek Amana 27-14. Mediapolis in a final over Mid Prairie 7-6, and we're thinking that one of those two teams may be Albia's next opponent in the playoffs. We're not sure yet. Williamsburg in a final over West Liberty, 41-13. And those are the scores as we have them. A couple of interesting points here. Don Bosco, known for their wrestling, but tonight they were known for their football scoring. They break 100 points, outscoring Tri-County 102-6. 102-6, that's Don Bosco over Tri-County. Interesting. Also, East Marshall defeats Seidel, breaking a 22-game losing streak. Congratulations to East Marshall. That was a game of the cellar dwellers. East Marshall taking on Seidel and beating them. And that is East Marshall's first win in 22 games. So congratulations to them. That is the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. An update here on the World Series has the Royals still up 3-2. And I'm not sure what inning. I think it's the eighth inning that we're headed into. And don't forget that the KIIC and KYOU Friday Night Locker Room Show Live will begin after the World Series game number 3, so we'll be on just a little bit later with the KIIC Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. All right, let's go back out live to a foggy Osceola. Here's the crew.
Welcome back, everyone. 42-13, your final score here. And, Dan, a slow start.
Yep.
On a foggy night, it really was at times you couldn't see across the field. And I think that played a little havoc on both teams in the first half because it really was hard to see what was going on.
It created certainly some rhythm issues for both squads, that's for sure. You know, Blue Demons came out on that third quarter, and in Coach Staten, we could hear a very much determined tone is the way I'm going to say it. You know, he certainly was not pleased the way his team playing. Doesn't care about the score. It wasn't that. It's just the team wasn't playing to their capabilities, and that's always upsetting to him. The Blue Demons came out, put up 29 points in that third quarter, and still held at that time Clark scoreless. So that got us into the running clock, and then scored up another one to get us to 42 points in the fourth quarter. And then Clark came back and no quitting that team. And certainly a competitive group wants to do what they can. They got a bunch of young kids, and came out and scored 13 in the fourth quarter to make the final score 42-13. I'm going to just rattle off real quick if I could, Jason. Carter Isley ends up the night with 177 rushing yards. So that puts him a little close to, I think, 1,700 total for the season right now. So an outstanding year for him. And that's on 18 carries. Matt Baker had 56 yards rushing on 2 carries. Passing, Luke was 3 for 14 with 1 touchdown, one INT. And what does that tell me here? Yeah, 190, and you know, only 38 yards total. So, you know, that's something I know the Blue Demons really wanted to work on is get a little bit better passing attack. And, again, the fog kind of threw them off a little bit. The rhythm wasn't quite there.
Just no rhythm tonight.
But, boy, that's something, you know, if we can't have that in the playoffs, then we're just going to have to rely on that rushing attack. And it's very capable. There's certainly no issues with that. But, boy, you'd sure like to balance that out if you could. Defensively, you know, we Clark was able to get 289 total yards of offense. You know, so that's against our defense. And that's a little higher than most teams get, you know. But only, on that, only getting 13 points, I guess, is the good news for that. The interceptions, Blake Bear again gets another one. That brings him up to 10, I believe, now for the season. So an outstanding year out of the junior there, Blake Bear, that safety position to get 10 interceptions on the season.
Well, a win is a win, but it didn't start the way we wanted it to. But the Albion does find a big second half, started off by that second half kickoff that was taken back for the Blue Demon touchdown. And special teams were special getting Albion back on the right path. Let's take a look here. I asked for the first text for each of the 10 stops tonight would win a Summers Insurance Here Comes the Blue T-shirt. Mariah Hamilton picked Heritage Creek Dental. It was Ricky Shelker getting a Hardee's. Let's see here. Julie Adler's getting Hardee's. I'm sorry, Rick Shelker of Cindy's Beauty Hut. Chris Knowles with Hy-Vee. And Cy Heffron, First Iowa State Bank. Amy Brown, Jim and Charlie's. Jennifer Little got in on the C first. Rick McSparren, Oakwood. And Gracie Webker with Summers Insurance. It was John Toops getting the Absolute Cleaning broadcast booth. And Mariah Hamilton put all 10 texts in order the right way.
Nice. Good I love when we had some of the smartest people listening out there. That's just awesome. They would be paying attention. They don't miss a beat.
The biggest win tonight may be not the 42-13 win by Albia. May not be all the great treasure hunters, but the fact that John Flattery actually did hide the money, because that was probably the biggest concern we had.
But you see what Joe did there.
Uh-huh.
He didn't give John the money. He gave him a certificate that like gets you the money. So Joe was really thinking one step ahead of Johnny, and that's kind of hard for him to do sometimes because Johnny's so elusive like that. He can usually stay ahead of you. But Joe was able to outwit the master. Yes.
Jedi Knight, is Jack and Johnny Flattery.
Yes, and so I was able to just give him little gift cards, that, you know, people, or certificates that people had to turn in to get the $50. And so Johnny couldn't, you know, falsify his way through that. So that's a very smart and good job out of you, Joe, and a great job out of everybody back at the studio putting this broadcast and the fifth annual Scooping the Loot treasure hunt together.
In the books.
Yes.
And, you know, and, another football game in the books. We'll get back on the road here in a few seconds, catch up with the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. And Cousin Eddie's already loading up the shagging wagon, so we're going to head out of here and head on the way back on 34. And, Dan, Wednesday night.
Could football be Friday on Wednesday.
Absolutely. And we'll know the opponent come 2 o'clock this morning, right. And whoever it is, we're going to be prepared.
You bet. The team will start tomorrow. Will become their Monday. They'll get together tomorrow for practice, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and they'll just get through a regular week and they'll get right after it. We know we're going to play a very quality opponent. No guarantees on anything, but it could be a Mid Prairie that maybe lost to Meepo tonight, 7-6. It could be Mount Vernon, who looks to be a third seed. I think I'm not sure of the score on the game there, but South Tama was a nearby school that if they lost could be a third seed. So, I mean, there's good quality teams. And I've been, you know, kind of watching some of the scores. Whoever it is, three seed, two seed don't mean anything. All it means is we'll get the home game. But they're going to be a team that's just as good as us, if not better. And so we're going to have to come out playing. There's some things, too, in the last few weeks we've seen where this team has got to get a little better at in order to advance as far as they'd really like to. And they're very capable of it. It's just as talented, as quick, as strong a group as you could ever want. But they've just got to put it all together. And hopefully they'll get that ready to go come Wednesday for football Friday night on Wednesday.
Can't wait. We'll take a quick time out, come back and go to the Friday Night Lights studio and to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. But right now for Big T, Big C, Cousin Eddie, and Big D, this is Jason Summers saying stay right here. We'll be right back and rejoin you on the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show after this timeout.
What comes to your mind when you think about insurance? Do you get excited like that feeling when you get a new purse or pair of shoes? Probably not. Insurance is not the most exciting thing in the world.